from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, time for us to do our weekly thing here. The DJ Beers are all about reviewing the stories, the people, the hot hits in News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the DJ Beers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, with our sort of unique blend of information and opinion and experience and all of the things that are rolled into being a good broadcaster and being on the air with our ability to kind of think things through. We have some comments on the stories. Jennifer Horn not only does early mornings here with us on the DJV program, she hosts a morning program on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria is a veteran of a lot of New York radio. And so here we are. I'm a veteran of radio from here and actually in outer space. There's a special place for me out somewhere, way out there, excuse me, with V'ger. Do you remember, ladies, do you know what V'ger is?
Mm-mm. No.
V'ger is a reference to the first space, Star Trek movie where Spock and Captain Kirk go out to find something. Remember in the early 70s, Voyager, which was, it's not still operating, but it was sent out. It was the first of the many satellites that were probes that were sent out into space to find what life, excuse me, there is beyond our planet, beyond our solar system. And it became a very important thing for us all to understand. So they built the first Star Trek movie around Voyager, and Voyager was actually sort of trying to control the universe, as you can imagine, and Kirk and Spock had to stop it. What that has to do with our countdown, probably you can stretch it a little bit.
Probably the most fun news of the week, though.
Yes. Yeah, there's not much else here.
Connected that
much,
way.
Too much fun. At number 10 on the story list, the discussions this week about Independence Day, the 4th of July. How do you greet people, ladies? Jennifer, Victoria, do you say happy 4th of July?
I bite their toes. That's what my cat does.
Your cat bites your toes. Okay.
You said, how do you greet people?
I get
it. How you doing, Mac?
Yeah. Yes. So, but specifically for Independence Day, do you call it? Do you refer to it as the 4th of July? Do your family and friends call it the 4th of July, or do they call it Independence Day?
The 4th.
Yeah,
everybody in my circle says the 4th. Yeah.
It's an age thing. People my age are more likely because they have fought in wars.
Well, you signed the document,
like
so, you know, maybe it's closer to
that usually
nice penmanship, by the way.
Right, okay. Thank you very much. That's it. That usually, by the way, that's a slice. Victoria, you're not really...
I'm learning from you, Jen.
Too much. Yeah, it's all Jennifer usually does the slicing and dicing here.
I got in there. I got one in.
Thank you. Very nicely done. All right, so there was a lot of thinking going on this week, obviously because of what's going on in our country about what it really means to be an American and what the freedom that is demonstrated by the document, what it means, given that most of the people who signed that document were slave owners, as it turns out. And many of the people that put together the ideas that we still nurture as part of our Constitution were slave owners. And a lot of the people, this ties into number three this week, which is a focus on the Black Lives Matter movement and our relationships, white people and black people and all that sort of thing. And the ancillary thing that's going with that is a discussion of reforming police. I noticed, Jennifer, the city council in L.A., facing, they've cut the police funding there by $150 million. Excuse me.
And there's probably more coming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when they cut the budget, what do they expect to have as a way to fill the void of the police work that wasn't really police work?
But they don't know.
Where's that money going?
There's two big issues going on. I live in the city of L.A., as you mentioned, and we have two different jurisdictions of law enforcement. The LAPD handles what's considered to be Los Angeles City. I live in a suburb, but I live in L.A. City. Yeah, but I'm still, it's the LAPD that would respond to calls in my neighborhood. Then there's the L.A. Sheriff's Department, which handles all of the unincorporated communities and all of Los Angeles County. This week, the L.A. Sheriff's Department was cut by $145 million, actually $146 million, on top of the $400 million they were cut last year. And so because of that, the CEO of Los Angeles County, yes, that's a real thing, said, well, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to eliminate the special victims unit. You're going to have to eliminate the gang enforcement unit, the community cops program. You're going to have to eliminate cyber crimes. You're going to have to eliminate literally the six departments. I'm just going from memory here. And you have to make significant cuts to mental health and a couple of other departments. So the L.A. sheriff has been very vocally fighting because he feels that his sheriffs cannot appropriately do their job without having these departments. And so that's been one thing that's been going on. The L.A. City Council, which manages the budget for the LAPD, there's a little bit of a scandal around that as well. The LAPD, whose chief, Michael Moore, is not nearly as vocal now as the sheriff, who is Alex Villanueva. Michael Moore hasn't said much, but this week it was released in a series of text messages that someone, however they got a hold of him, I don't know, between the city council president and the police chief, saying that she demands that his officers take a knee in front of protesters a couple of weeks ago, as this was really, you know, starting up the protests on George Floyd and the Black Lives
Matter
movement.
Police were ordered to take a knee. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the city council president said we want them to go out there and we want them all
slope.
To take a knee in force, not just, you know, optional if they feel it. They want it to be a show of force. And the police chief, who kind of was hemming and hawing about it, and ultimately the LAPD force did not go out there all at once and take a knee. And because of that, they believe there's some retribution here with the city council, who cut the budget ultimately this week.
Wow. And in the meantime, these other jobs. See,
very
this sounds to me, maybe the retribution stuff, sounds to me like what happens with these childish people in my community. The budget was cut by 14%, so the mayor closed all the beaches. That kind of stuff. That's what happens when these immature... We'll close the beaches. That will get you that way. So one wonders...
You kind of make the case of why... Because you guys don't pay to get on the beach in L.A., right?
We do not.
Yeah, so in Jersey, you have to pay to get on every beach, and so they've been able to limit the number of people just by not selling beach badges. So it kind of makes the case that maybe you should start charging for the beach, and then you can limit
what
the number.
What the hell? We've already paid.
Think,
our
taxes
pay for the beach. Thanks very much, but no.
But you know what I think works, though, is if you actually monitor, there's certain entry points to the beach. I mean, certainly there's places where you can sneak on it. Okay. But if you say once the parking lot is filled up, then we're at capacity until someone leaves. There's a whole lot of things that you can do to try to stop people from getting too close.
I remember living, had a house on the PCH for, 8-9 years. And one of the things on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday, there would be a line on the PCH, in both directions, by the way, whether you're headed north or south, of people waiting for slots to open up in the parking lot. And this would be like by 10 in the morning, it was like this. You had the traffic jams caused by that stuff. It was very dangerous, too. I mean, really dangerous, because the PCH coming down from Malibu through to Santa Monica is not exactly a wonderfully straight road to begin with. And there are all these people that surf, and they park their old jalopies on the side of the road. It's very dangerous.
I guess what I don't understand is, like, this week one of the big stories has been a lot of states like Florida, Texas, California all kind of pushing back on their reopening plans. And in California, we put a three-week pause on restaurants that are indoors. So they want to do outdoor restaurants only. So if indoor restaurants are bad and outdoor restaurants are good, then why are we stopping people from going to the beach? Why are we closing down trails and piers where people are actually going to be able to go out and get some fresh air? To me, it seems very counterintuitive to the message.
The other side of it is that if you really know what's going on, the virus has become far less deadly. It has adapted to its human hosts. There really isn't any need for a vaccine. And there is what I believe, this is me saying what I think, based on what I have read and who I've spoken to who are medical professionals, wearing a mask. I don't agree with Jack Stockwell on this, one of the people that's on the DJV program. I think wearing a mask is a very intelligent and good opportunity for you. Not only, it's more about other people, and we become so selfish. You know, all the Karen stories are everybody's screaming about themselves, and, you know, they've got rights and yada, yada, yada. Come on. If you, how does it hurt you to wear the mask? Very little information that suggests it's unhealthy for you to wear a mask. And the business about personal distancing, how does that hurt anybody either? Those are the two things that if you don't want to, even though the coronavirus as it stands today is likely not to kill you unless you're immunocompromised or you're old, still, why would you want to make somebody sick? It's like, you know, sitting in an airplane.
Well, I think we just have to be realistic. If we want the economy to open, and I think you're going to see, the president's already pivoting on this message, and it's what I've said, too. I mean, I don't know. If you want the economy to reopen, sometimes you're going to have to play by these rules. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you can't
it's the only way. It's the only way that you're going to be able to open things up. So as much as I hate the mask, and I think some of this stuff is heavy-handed, what we have to do is be able to operate with this disease. We have to
be
realize
some
it's
compromise.
Not going away, and so we're going to have to figure out how to work around it.
All right, coming up next, a focus on Facebook and what the reality is there. One of the items in the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine here on our overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio from the DJV perspective.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown. Items of interest, the stories, if you will, from this past week, the week of June 30th to the 3rd of July, from Talkers Magazine, the charts, starting at number 10, discussion about Independence Day this week. At number 9, relationships and the psychology of how to deal with the disaster that is the virus. Number 8, Facebook advertising. Number 7, the Russians and what's going on with them. Number 6, Supreme Court rulings. Number 5, the presidential race. Number 4, our economy, the reopening of the economy, if you will. Black Lives Matter. Number 3, discussion of masks and health care in general. Number 2, and the virus itself with a lot of stats. That's been number 1 for the past 3 or 4 weeks. So that's the list, the stories from the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com.
Talk Radio Countdown. Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Momarsh blinds into the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Momarsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to continue with our overview here of the Talk Radio news, the stories this week from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where the stories and people lists are always at the end of the week there for you to glean. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program along with Jennifer Horn. We have our expertise, I guess you'd call it that. I think it's expertise. We discuss. Somebody confronted me this week. You know, how come you think you know so much? And I said to them, well, I think I do because I'm aware, and because of what I do for a living, I need to have more than just peripheral knowledge. That is, you dig deeply into some of these things, and you come up with stuff that no one else is talking about or nobody else is reporting, because you have an open mind. I think I have a very open mind to most things, and I think the two of you do as well, even though you have your I don't want to say prejudice, but you have your points of view, and we all have points of view. We kind of, people who don't have points of view are dull. Ever notice that?
If well, you don't know even, how people
even
don't.
If
I
you're
think
wrong.
Even people who think they don't have a point of view, you should
well,
have
maybe,
a point
yeah,
of view.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
we
maybe.
Can't help it. We're all from different places in life. We have yeah. different genders. We have different priorities. We have different careers. I mean, everybody's yeah. got a point of view. The thing is, when people say, oh, you know so much, it's not that. It's that we're willing to have a conversation. That's what I love about us, is that even when we disagree, and sometimes strongly, as the president would say, strongly disagree with each other, there's still a respect, and we're still listening. And I don't know. I think that really matters right now. There are so many people that are
not always matters, but it matters more now. I think you're right. Okay, with that in mind, I said we'd talk about Facebook. Number eight this week on the countdown is the advertiser boycott at Facebook because of their ability or lack of, I don't know, how we would encapsulate this. You're the technological person, Victoria. You follow all of this stuff. But basically, if I understand it, Facebook has allowed hate speech to continue, and advertisers are getting wise to it, and they don't like it. So Zuckerberg is being sort of put into a corner. Is that a good summation?
Well, he tried to, yes. And the problem really is that Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, they have tried to just play the neutral
zone
for so long. He just has refused to take a stand against so many different things. It's not just hate speech, and so now advertisers are just saying, you know what, enough with this. We're pulling all of our advertising from Facebook.
But how do you keep that from not being slanted? How do you keep that from not being? He's obviously on the left side of things in terms of his political philosophy. So how do you keep that from
not influencing? Well, I don't
know.
He's often accused, from the left, he's accused of being a Trump lover.
I wouldn't have read that. Jennifer, would you read that into Zuckerberg?
Well, I don't know that he's a Trump lover, but I think he's trying to actually be a smart businessman and just get involved with the content of his site. And so I think with him, they want him to do what Twitter's doing, which is mark every tweet of the president and then let a lot of other fake news go by on the platform. And I don't know if that's a fair ask, but that's what these sponsors are asking for. I actually respect him for staying out of it and not getting...
Well, who is influencing the sponsors? Where does that... The sponsors aren't going to do it on their own. They're getting pressure, are they not, from users?
Absolutely, from their customers. Yep.
So are people on the left more likely to push than people on the right for a stay in some of these policies?
I don't know. I think they're equal forces on the left and the right, depending on the issue.
I'm not sure. I think right now,
because you're not on social media, Doug. You don't see that.
I'm on Facebook, and I don't like
right
what
is
I
capable,
see on Facebook.
The right is capable of cancel culture. If you remember when Sean Hannity was throwing his Keurig machine out the window, I think right now, however, the energy move of the cancel culture is with the far left, certainly. I think there's a lot. I mean, it's the Redskins, the Washington Redskins. It's the it's Facebook now. It's all of the actors.
The Redskins, that's been a debate my whole life.
But now they're pulling sponsors. FedEx announced this week that they're pulling. If they don't change the name of the team, they're going to pull a lot of
money. What are they going to change it to?
I don't know. Nobody knows anything. If they're going to, they don't even know if they're going to.
How about just the Skins?
I don't think that people would be okay with that.
What, the Skins?
Well, it's a dumb name, so I don't know why anyone would want
Skins or Redskins?
Skins.
All right, more food for thought. It's the overview of the countdown here.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Second half hour of our Talk Radio review with the DJVers, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, with the charts for this past week in our sights. The business about the presidential race, number five this week, politics. We had John Bolton on our program this week. I wondered in retrospect what the two of you thought about the conversation, what he had to say. He added a few pithy tidbits that he hasn't been saying, because we usually ask questions that aren't what most other people ask anyway. So we weren't trying to do the gotcha thing, but... You know, I'm not a fan. I don't think any of us are, actually. And so, under the circumstances, if I do say so myself, we did a pretty good job with him. I kind of enjoyed the conversation. I liked, he's very intelligent. He sort of sparked a few things in me that I'd forgotten about with regard to certain things, the hawk business. But ladies, what did you take away from it?
Well, I'll start, I guess. I thought the most interesting thing, because, and I've been pretty vocal about this, why did these two get together anyway, meaning Trump and Bolton? They got from two different places. Why, you know, what brought them together? Yeah. And I think what Bolton tried to do at the beginning when he answered that question, he's like, "Oh, he saw me on Fox News." That's kind of the thing that everybody wants to paint Trump is just watching Fox News. I think to a point that's probably true. He knew of him, but the meat of the answer was what I thought was the most fascinating, and I believe it rings true for me. And that is that Trump needed help getting out of the Iran deal. He made that promise to Americans, to people who voted for him in 2016, and he was starting to get criticized because he said within the first 100 days that Iran deal will be torn up, and he was running out of time, and he needed someone to help him facilitate that. And I believe that's what brought them together. And I thought that was actually kind of interesting because it's a real glimpse into how all of that stuff works. And it's not Republicans. It's not Democrats. You make a promise on the campaign trail.
Washington.
And then you go, uh-oh, how do I do this?
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't answer the question, though, and he goes, oh, well, in chapter one of my book, and, you know, I hate those answers. It's like, okay, dude, you know, we know you're you know, selling a book here, but
that was my question about hawking his book. Anyway, go ahead.
But he didn't, I'm a little curious, not that curious enough to read the book or buy it, but I was more curious, like, who introduced them. Like, I kind of was wondering who from the Trump administration said, hey, you know who we should really talk to? John Bolton. I was just curious. Was it Mike Pence?
I bet that was Pence.
Was it someone else who had experience with him?
Pence
would probably know him. I mean, here's the thing. It wouldn't be a stretch. He worked in the Bush administration. He worked for four administrations. So... Yeah. People, I mean, he's on
Both
speed
Bush
dial, probably. Yeah,
Both
he's...
Them, yeah.
So whoever was around there would be able to connect them pretty easily, I would imagine.
So the Mary Trump book, I must admit I've sort of zoned out, tuned out on that. That's one of the things that people are saying, well, look at these two books that take down Trump. What does Mary Trump say? What's her point here? I don't really give a damn, but I'm interested
in
what
accusing,
both of you know about that.
Her father is the one, is the Fred Trump Jr., right?
The dead one.
Donald Trump took over. Yeah, and so she's accusing him, I think, of
taking money. Why is she waiting until now to accuse him?
I don't know.
Happened
I don't know
time,
anything
though, right?
about her. I've never even heard of her until this.
Neither has anybody
know
else
why.
Until it.
Yeah, you know why she waited until right now, because it was the most expeditious time to do it. But what I thought was interesting is Trump's brother, who was in the hospital, actually, from his hospital bed, actually filed this lawsuit against her, because I guess this has been an ongoing feud between the bulk of the Trump family and then Mary Trump. I'm not sure if she has any siblings or not, but the kid, and if she has siblings, were upset with the way Fred's estate was handled. And I guess it had gotten a settlement on that a long time ago. And in that had signs that she wouldn't disclose any information about that settlement or the family. And so when she has this book coming out, Trump's brother from his hospital bed slapped that lawsuit on her real fast, and the judge put an injunction into it this week that was kind of made some news because she had signed away her rights to tell the story, but it'll ultimately still be out.
All right, number seven this week on the countdown. We're sort of jumping around a little bit. I think there's a quality to not necessarily having to do this stuff in order. Number seven is something that sort of came late in the week, the discussion of the Russians. Well, there are two things here, whether you heard it or you didn't. I know you find this hard to believe. Apparently, the Russians, who have become experts in messing up elections, even in their own country, Putin had put forth constitutional amendments to change the Constitution so he can have two more terms. And, of course, the nation overwhelmingly voted to support that because he's such an enlightened leader. Not that the ballot boxes weren't stuffed in every community in Russia, and that people were threatened with their lives if they didn't go to vote. Either they stayed home from voting, or they went and they were told, you better vote for this. So now Putin can stay in office, till 2034 or something? Some ridiculous.
Can't say no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that on the heels of this business of the Russians influencing the election, didn't Nancy Pelosi, there's some kind of a bipartisan bill that seems to be a no-brainer. The Trumpsters wanted sanctions pulled and the Russians, and then, I mean, I think this is kind of fishy, isn't it? And Pelosi says the sanctions against the Russian intelligence unit have been stripped from the bipartisan bill. Even the Republicans are ticked off about this. So am I? Did I paraphrase? Did I sort of summarize it well?
I haven't heard about all of that. As far as the Russia story, I think, of the week, it was the story that was reported by the New York Times last weekend. The New York Times suggested that Russia had put bounties on the heads of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
Yes, that's another, that's the third part of this wheel, yeah.
So the Taliban denied this and said, no, we were going after Americans on our own, thank you. Russia said it's not true. They haven't offered bounties. And the question then was, did the intelligence community mess this up, or was it reported to the president? He and Vice President Mike Pence never said that they were briefed on this by the intel community. And the directors, the DNI directors, the last couple of them said, no, we never got it up to this level, because the intel community, once they get a story, they have to have consensus before they present it to the president. That's sort of the way it goes, to make sure that it's actually credible intel so that a president doesn't make an overreaction like weapons of mass destruction and then find themselves in a situation where they can't kind of get that away. They can't explain it away politically. So there's still a debate about whether Trump saw this or not. It seems, at least if you believe...
Well, what does he say?
He says he hasn't seen it. And the intelligence community said that they were investigating these claims, but that they hadn't deemed them to be credible yet. And so the debate still kind of rages on about that. But, of course, the Democrats, who received a briefing on this, Republicans received a briefing, Democrats received a briefing this past week. The Democrats who attended, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Representative Engel, they all say that this is now the basis for another impeachment because they think the president has done something wrong. So here we go again.
Davis,
Russia.
From these idiots. Okay. With the Black Lives Matter movement and the discussion of racial relations number three this week, I thought it was interesting that the one of the ancillary stories about this is all of the monuments around the country that seem to be negative when it comes to realizing the importance of slavery. Some of the monuments probably ought to go. Some of them are questionable, and some of them ought not to go. But the Department of Homeland Security is sending teams to federal monuments over this weekend, this 4th of July weekend that you're hearing this program on, to protect the monuments. Do we know which ones are, you know, there have been a lot of Confederate statues and monuments that have been ripped down. So the president has said, let's use law enforcement to keep the historic landmarks. What are some of these that deserve to stay up? Do we have an agreement on that? I mean, if you've got Confederate statues around, it would seem to me probably time for them to come down. I mean, probably a long time ago it was time for them to come down. Jefferson Davis and some of the generals from the Confederacy, Robert E. Lee. I mean, there's a lot we ought to know about these people, but do we need to, you know, it's like having a statue
them.
Of Christopher Columbus.
You know, you go to, you know, if you go to Germany, there aren't statues of Hitler. So
yeah.
I just don't understand why we cling to these people who were, you know, I think the
most people who
Virginia
cling to it don't really know why they're there in the first place, Victoria.
Maybe,
I'd venture that.
Yeah.
Well, I also think it's possible that some people who may have owned slaves also made really important contributions to this country
right.
and in building the country.
So, you discount the contributions because they were slave owners?
Well, I think a lot of people are, and
yes,
and so
yeah.
you know, I think that's unfortunate. I think
it belongs in a museum. We can't erase our history. We've certainly whitewashed it like nobody's business, and we have glossed over the fact that, you know, and Doug, you mentioned that opinion piece from the New York Times about
we've posted that, by the way, at the DJV.
Yeah, it's
show,
really
facebook.com/DJVshow. Yeah, it's
just to
read.
Get another perspective, and I know all of us, we like, you know, learning other people's perspectives, and so, you know, I think it all belongs in a museum, and if you choose to go to that museum and you want to learn about that part of history, that's fine. You know, I just don't think that we need, in every town square, that we need to have these relics. Why not more modern representation of
you
our
know
culture
what I like
accomplishments
about New England? One of the things that I like, especially going up and down the seacoast, is seeing all of the, in many of these smaller, mid-sized communities, there are statues of the seamen that went out and either lost their lives or they did something significant to contribute to the well-being of the coast. You know, those are kind of fun.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm sure they weren't perfect people, too, because there's some breaking news here. None of us are. I guess what I take issue with is not the conversation about what is appropriate and what reflects appropriately on our society and our history, but I just take issue with the fact that people think it's their job to go out there with some rope and try to knock these things down.
Let's have a collective.
And deface stuff that's not theirs. If you want to take up a real effort, and if you really want to, like, start collecting signatures and actually do things the right way to have things taken down, great. Put the pressure on people who have the land that these statues are on. Fantastic. But to go out there with some red paint and string and try to take this down, no
way. That's the mob mentality. Okay. In a moment, I want to spend there is a person in the news, or a person who was very prominent that I want to mention would be number 11 on the list of people if we had 11 names on the list. That coming right up here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We are at war with a murderous enemy for control of the planet, bugs. Some you can see and others you can't. Bed bugs and other insects, as well as viruses and bacteria. Since 1967, a product known to the medical supplies and hospitality industries has been heavy artillery in the war against bugs, viruses, and bacteria. It's called SteriFab. Beware of scam products in the market making all kinds of promises. SteriFab is the only product registered with the EPA that kills insects and disinfects microbes. Many states require it to be applied prior to the rental of hospital beds and wheelchairs, as well as secondhand mattresses and furniture. You won't find SteriFab at the stores. It's usually sold in bulk for industrial use. But now, you can get SteriFab in convenient gallon or handy pint containers with spray nozzles by going to killsanddisinfects.com. Heck of a product. killsanddisinfects.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creeble.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad, eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Talk Radio Countdown.
On to the People List, another exclusive feature of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, a list of people who have been obviously instrumental in the top 10 stories, the top 10 people list combining the presidents of China and Russia at number 10, those two. Nancy Pelosi is at 9, Mark Zuckerberg at 8. John Roberts at 7, Mary Trump at 6, John Bolton 5, Gavin Newsom at 4. Dr. Fauci is 3. Mike Pence is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. So those are the names that are, and you're going to get, especially with Pence becoming more involved in what's going on regarding the vitals of the virus. So you got that to focus on. That's the People List, courtesy again of the research, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. All right, so in the moments we have remaining here, I think it deserves more than a moment, but that's what we have for looking back at the life of Hugh Downs, who was on television for 69 years of his 99 years on the planet. He was well known for being on most every network, most every show. He started on a small Ohio radio station at the age of 18 and worked his way up, probably as accurate and pleasant and straightforward of all the people. He did everything from news to hosting game shows to making us feel good about America and what we were all about. So I mark his passing at the age of 99. Hugh Downs in the focus here as a person of interest and import on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number
3030. Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour here, it's time for us to review the top five items. We'll count down from number five to number one from the world of technology. This week, Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. To start with number five, there's something about this name that's, I don't know what it is. There's a sound to Sephora that is, it's calming. It's I don't know that much about the company. I know that we've talked about this week. They sell all kinds of stuff that make you look better, right?
Well, it's a makeup and beauty company, yes.
Yeah,
and
right.
So the stores, yeah. So the Sephora stores, it's the shopping experience at Sephora has been changed maybe forever now because of the virus, and you can't sample anything in the stores anymore, and it's difficult to shop in the store the way that you used to, because sampling and trying out different colors and products was a huge part of the business. So they've had to kind of come up with other ways to help women and anyone who wants to buy makeup. They've been trying to think of new ways to reach their audience. And one of the ways that they're doing it is through Instagram. And like Adidas and Zara and Uniqlo, Sephora now is, you can shop through Instagram without actually leaving the site. So they have 80 brands that are going to be available on the Sephora Instagram easy checkout page. And you can shop directly from the store's social media feed, which gives you a little more insight into the products, and they're making it a little bit easier. And so 72% of consumers say they use mobile devices to help shop at this point. And so 24% of people in a new study said that they wouldn't feel comfortable going into a mall for at least another 6 months.
Really?
So this is a smart move. Yeah, it's a smart move on the part of Sephora. And you find a lot of Sephora stores in malls, so it's a great thing to have them on Instagram.
Number four in our countdown.
Disney Plus and ESPN Plus are two very popular video streaming services, and they used to come with a free trial period for new subscribers, but Disney has now ended that practice, probably because they've already got 55 million subscribers, which is only 6 months after their launch, and they outdid their projections for how many subscribers they would have. ESPN has about 8 million subscribers, which, considering that it's such a niche network, that's not too bad either. They also own Hulu. They have 29 million subscribers on Hulu, so you can't get the free trial anymore on Disney Plus or ESPN Plus, but you can still get a month free if you sign up for Hulu.
All right, number three, a focus on one of the giants, Microsoft.
Yeah, as we were just mentioning about malls and Sephora, Microsoft stores are in malls across America, but no more. They are giving up on the physical retail space. They have announced that they are permanently closing all Microsoft store locations in the U.S. and around the world. They're keeping four locations as a reimagined experience. So New York City on Fifth Avenue, in London, Sydney, Australia, and the Redmond campus location, those four locations are going to have some sort of a concept store. You won't really be able to buy anything, but they're going to have an experience for Microsoft. The Microsoft stores debuted in 2009. They basically tried to copy the Apple Store model, and it just didn't work. And in the mall near me, the Apple Store is directly across the hallway in the mall from the Microsoft store.
Yes,
every time
that
I was
way
in
this
Apple,
local mall here too. Yeah.
Yeah, really tried to lure people in, but the Apple Store, it's just the design, the look, the layout, the way that I've never been more than 15 minutes in an Apple Store. I'm in and out. It's just, it's very efficient, and Microsoft just couldn't get the traction that they needed.
All right, number two.
So this week, YouTube TV announced a $15 a month hike in their monthly pricing, which did not go over well on social media. So Dish's Sling TV, they came out with a promise that they're not going to raise prices on any existing customers until at least August of 2021. And they say that now, and this was a big dig at YouTube TV, they said now is not the time to be raising prices on people because, a lot of people are out of work. And so Sling starts at $40 a month, and for the Sling Blue and Sling Orange, and you can get both packages for $45 a month. So it's still a good deal. It doesn't have as many channels as YouTube TV though offers. So if you are looking to cut the cord from cable, do some research because every package has a different thing to it.
Number one is a way to save on your energy bill.
Yep, Google owns Nest Thermostats, and so they are now doing a free version of seasonal savings for all Nest Thermostat owners. And this will save customers an average of 3% to 5% in their energy bills from heating and cooling. And so you don't need to pay anything for it. You will see a notification on your device asking if you want to opt in. And I say go for it. You can save 3% to 5% on your bills.
Go for it. Those are the trending items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at 59 After the Hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Daily coronavirus infections in the United States dipped under 50,000 for the first time in 4 days. That according to a Johns Hopkins University tally. At the White House last night to kick off the second annual Salute to America Independence Day celebration, President Trump says the country is doing a great job in coronavirus testing.
Now we have tested almost 40 million people. By so doing, we show cases, 99% of which are totally harmless.
Meanwhile, the national numbers dip around the country, daily numbers going up in some places, like Texas, where new records are being set. On ABC's This Week Sunday, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn said there is concern about the spike in numbers.
We are aware of these rising number of cases, particularly in the Sun Belt. But we are in a fundamentally different place now than we were in March and April. And let me just give you an example regarding therapeutics. We now have tools for those providers to actually use remdesivir, steroids.
Hahn says they'll make a decision on a vaccine based on science, hopefully before the end of the year. President Trump is banking on rebounding economy that'll be a key to a re-election win in November.
The president claimed a major economic victory last week when new data showed a surge of 4.8 million new jobs last month. It was the best single-month job gain in history. However, because of the coronavirus lockdown this spring, U.S. unemployment remains high. Still, Mr. Trump says things are turning around.
Our economy is roaring back. It's coming back extremely strong.
Meanwhile, Democrat Joe Biden offered a darker take on the jobs report. He called it positive news, but said the country is still in a deep, deep job hole. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Be sure to check out more news, read more analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
A survey shows China's factory activity improved in June and another sign the economy's gradually recovering after antivirus controls were relaxed, but export demand was weak. Jeremy House has the latest.
The monthly Purchasing Managers Index released by the National Statistics Agency and an industry group rose to 50.9 from May's 50.6 on a 100-point scale. China, where the coronavirus pandemic began in December, was the first economy to reopen. Factory and other activity is reviving, but global demand is weak, and Chinese consumers worried about losing jobs are reluctant to spend.
Suspected Islamic terrorists opened fire on a UN aid helicopter in northeastern Nigeria over the weekend. 2 civilians were killed.
Nigeria's President Buhari blamed the attack on militants linked to the extremist group Boko Haram and warned it would not go without severe consequences. More news at townhall.com. The transitional government in Sudan has fired the police chief and his deputy just days after large protests were held across the country, people calling for greater political reforms.
No reasons were given for firing the police chief and his deputy, but last week the Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok promised changes were on the way in a speech that was meant to reassure tens of thousands of protesters who have a long list of demands. Perhaps the hardest one to achieve will be security sector reform. It'll take a lot more than these sackings to overhaul the militarized state that Omar al-Bashir set up to try to keep himself in power. People are also increasingly anxious for genuine civilian rule. That's another tough one for the Prime Minister to push through, because for now he's sharing power with senior military officials.
That's the BBC correspondent Will Ross reporting. National Weather Service says Tropical Storm Edward forming over the North Atlantic Ocean. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
/78 U.S. only.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh, good. Okay, here we are. Back in the saddle again. That is we two and you. So we have three. Ever do that broadcasting and thinking about the one person you're talking to? Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. One of the things we were, I don't know if taught is the right word, but one of the things I remember hearing early on from one of my bosses was, remember, you're talking to one person. I remember cutting out a picture of a 40-some-odd-year-old woman and putting it in my studio in Cincinnati. And that's who I was. I would look at that statue, that cardboard cutout of that 45-year-old woman, and talk to her as if she were the only person in the audience. Did you ever do that?
Do you realize that woman is now 110 years old?
I wasn't that long. I was in the 80s when I was at CK in Cincinnati. So thank you very much for underscoring that, though.
Well, listen, the issue of talking to one person or more is a complex aspect of media theory. And, in today's world...
Give us some insight into that.
Well, when people listen with earbuds, most people are listening to the radio with earbuds. You literally are talking to one person. Back in the day of boomboxes, or back in the day when radio, transistor radios, you could hear the same station as you walk along the beach, or you walk down a city street, and you hear the radio station coming out of houses, and people were listening to naked speakers, meaning multiple people listening to each radio. It was less of a one-on-one experience. So you had stations that sounded like the Tower of Power, you know, broadcasting to the big city, ladies and gentlemen.
Like Wolfman Jack. That's what he used to be.
Wolfman Jack was not lying in bed with me, talking to me under my pillow. I was eavesdropping on a national conversation. But today, the one-on-one thing really sounds natural, and talking to a big group, you know, if we came on, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show coming to you from, you know,
coming
Talk
to you
Central.
Live from our bedroom.
Right, right. Well, most radio is coming live from bedrooms today.
Yeah.
Still going.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and you know something? I suspect that the fact that people are broadcasting from home has had, to one degree or another, a psychological impact on the product. Don't you think?
Well, I think, you know, you're talking to the guy who really originated this, and you know that as well as I really put this program has been and its derivative functions back 32, 33 years ago. The first couple of years that I did it from a studio in a radio station or a couple of different radio stations or radio facilities. And then when it became obvious that the only way I was going to survive was to do it myself, I put studios in my homes. And that's where it has been since, 30 years of doing this. And now you do your work in your home. We all have, we started, or we didn't start it, but we certainly have helped to have this matriculate into the common denominator. And so for years, people have marveled at thinking, in my case, that Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and I were in very different places. It sounds like we're in the same room. It's that they call it the virtual room. Sounds like you and I are in the same room. We're 1,450 miles apart. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer is 3,600 miles from me, and Victoria is a couple 300 miles from me. But that's the state. And it's interesting, as we had the impact of the virus and what it required of people, radio, television folks, to work from home like lots of other people were. If you listen to some of those morning shows, it was pretty damned awkward, and still is a little, to listen to them try to figure out how to do this, because they can't see each other. Mm. And therefore, they can't, you know, the insight, maybe a little too much in the weeds, is cue each other so that they, you know what to do next, in
yeah,
a sense.
You know,
right?
When
Would
a person
you?
Stops talking or that, but in case
yeah.
of, when you get really seasoned at it, it becomes second nature if you know the person. I'll tell you yeah. one thing, remote broadcasting, as opposed to everybody working at the same radio station, because even radio stations now that people are working from home,
yeah.
Has created better relations between people, because very few radio stations were happy places or are happy places. Radio's changed so much, but the old yeah. idea of, hey, we're the WMCA good guys, you know, the idea that it's a clubhouse and every, that's not true. Radio stations, for by and large, were centers where clashing egos backstabbed each other at every right. chance they could. I hate to say that, but
especially in the talk format. I think more in the talk format.
Did you notice it in music too? Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, yes. Yeah. Oh, your biggest critics were your other jocks, and especially in the day when we selected our own music. Oh, the pressure. A lot of radio personalities back in the days when a DJ broke records, played records, chose records, they were often playing to their peers because they were trying to impress the other people at their station at how much they knew about music or how daring they were because of that pressure. It's an interesting thing. Well, it's all part of the behind-the-scenes aspects of the radio
right.
business. And nowadays, people like behind-the-scenes because it's a different world. People are
it was much more formal.
That.
I was mm-hmm. noting the passing of Hugh Downs, who was one of the great American broadcasters, starting about the same age you and I did, in a small station in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I got started.
He was a grown man when I was a kid, watching him on, I believe, Concentration.
Yeah, but I mean, he started the same way we did. He's just, he was 30 years ahead of us.
Well, yeah, okay, good. I wanted to point that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. But he certainly did it all, and he was one of the last of that group of broadcasters who had ultimate credibility. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody today even comes remotely close to having that kind of credibility. Would you agree?
Well, I guess there are others, but yeah, he's up there. He's one of the champions of credibility. Very nice demeanor, very
yeah.
warm and friendly. Frankly, I don't know what he was like in his personal life. I never met him, or I don't really know anybody who's talked about
him. I went to one of the shows he did once. I went to a taping of Concentration, and it was interesting how I will compare it quickly to being with Tom Bergeron, who I know somewhat because he's from Massachusetts, started out broadcasting as did I, radio guy, and then television locally, and then he's reached great heights.
He's still in Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yes, yep, okay. Right, exactly. But with the passing of Carl Reiner this week as well, I'm reminded. I went to a luncheon, a Los Angeles radio luncheon, where he was the main speaker, and Bergeron sort of interviewed him, Reiner I'm talking about. And I think I'm putting Reiner into the same category as Hugh Downs. That is, he was off the air and on the air pretty much the same person. That's not always the case, as we both know. Some people are just not, like, you know, they have...
Well, you and I are horrible people.
But, yes, terrible.
We come across
rotten
as,
to the core.
As pleasant sorts.
Yes,
that word.
We do.
We're pleasant
yes.
sorts.
Right. And in order for you to fulfill your job as a pleasant sort, would you pleasantly go through the story list and the people list that you have brought upon us with the work that you and your folks have
recon. You mean we haven't done that already?
No, we haven't, and it's 14 past the hour already.
Well, should I squeeze it in, or do we have a heavy commercial load waiting?
No, we'll do the heavy commercials after we do the story in the people list. That's it.
Here we go, folks. Number 10, Independence Day. A little chatter about the Declaration of Independence. At number 9, psychology and relationships, and a late-breaking story of Ghislaine Maxwell being apprehended, and a lot of people are not going to sleep well at night for fear of what they'll extract from her secrets. At number 8, Facebook advertiser pullout and social media. Number 7, the Russian bounty issue and U.S.-China relations. The Supreme Court of the United States rulings at number 6. At number 5, presidential race, politics, and the Mary Trump and John Bolton books. At number 4, the economy, the reopening of America, and the education crisis. At number 3, the Black Lives Matter movement, race relations, and police reform. At number 2, health care and the masks debate. At number 1, COVID-19 statistics and projections. On the people front, we have Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin at 10. Number 9, Nancy Pelosi. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 7, John Roberts. Mary Trump is at 6 and John Bolton is at 5. At number 4, Gavin Newsom, Greg Abbott, Doug Ducey, and Ron DeSantis. Dr. Anthony Fauci is at number 3. Mike Pence is at number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. There you go.
There it is. The list, the stories, and the people list from Talkers Magazine. You can find these anytime. Go to talkers.com and you'll find the list there. Actually, it's more formal at the end of the week, but there is... when you look at the talkers and follow the stories that are in there pretty much every day, Michael and his folks summarize what the leading stories are to that point in the week. That's at talkers.com. Right now, I want to remind you about how important it is that you, especially in this era, make sure you're getting enough good quality rest, sleep. A lot of people, there's a survey that came out this week suggesting that people are just plain exhausted. They're physically exhausted, they're mentally exhausted, they're spiritually exhausted, and then people are losing sleep. I mean, I know a lot of people that don't sleep well at all. They're up and down all night long for whatever the reason. Many times it's because the comfort zone that you have in your bedroom, i.e. your bed, isn't as comfortable as it could be. And so with 63% of Americans responding negatively to the question, are you getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you might want to do something about that. My suggestion is you go to MyPillow.com. Of course, it's going to be my suggestion. I've been talking about them off and on now for, 3 or 4 years. Great product, great company, great leadership. MyPillow.com, when you go there, it'll do nothing but excite you when you see all of the options that you have for buying things good for your bathroom, good for your bedroom, and they're all made in America. Made in America, and available now on a BOGO deal. BOGO means you buy one, and you get one free. That's the BOGO. Buy one, get one. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code. Click on whatever it is that you want. The pillows. You want sheets. You want towels. You want any kind of other pillows that they have. Duvet covers, all on the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the DJV code, and you'll buy one, get one free. Great, great products. Wash those pillows, dry them. Keep your space clean and healthy in your bedroom, courtesy of all the help, all the products available at MyPillow.com. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days. It really will change the way you look. Power Swabs. Remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, the stories, the people, and the things. We also talk about what Michael Harrison wears on the beach from time to time. You want to catch that up. But I'm not being facetious now. The question about masks, number two this week on the story list. Do you wear a mask when you're out in public?
I haven't gone out in public since the mask debate started. But I wore a mask once about 3 weeks ago, the last time I went outside. I haven't been out in 3 weeks. I wore a mask, and it made me ill. I got breathing my own air, and dealing with my fogging glasses was so distressing to me. Really? That I actually got dizzy and faint, and I didn't faint, but I felt like that, and I lied down. I went to Costco and wore the mask the whole time. Everybody was wearing masks there, so I have nothing against the masks. I think if properly done, I think it has a certain value in basically an unknown situation. So, you know, I'm a play-it-safe person, better to be safe than sorry. But I didn't feel good after it. And I've noticed a lot of people, I've been talking to a lot of people around the country on the radio and you know, person to person, and a lot of people are saying that the mask doesn't feel right, that it physically impairs their breathing. What do you think?
Well, I wear them because I think it is, A, the polite thing to do, respectful thing to do. It also does protect others from what you may have. I don't know that it protects you from what others may have, but it protects others. And that's for me, that's important. I think it's important to be to have countenance for other people, to be thinking about other people besides yourself.
I personally agree with that. I just want you to know, my comment that I don't wear is not a political comment, nor a health one. I just have been isolating on a real intense level.
Yeah. You may not have to now, because in reality, by the way, the COVID discussion is number one by a long shot this week on the countdown, as you heard Michael mention a few minutes ago. But the virus is becoming far less deadly because it has mutated. It has adapted to us, the human hosts. And so under the circumstances, all of this, we're really being driven like cattle into a chute to believe that we need to have other than what's already there treatments for the COVID. For the most part, 99.6% of the people who are treated with the right amount, with the correct number of treatments, with the Z-Pak and the hydroxychloroquine, they will be cured. They will have a peaceful, long life. Even though there's been a lot of controversy about it because of Trump endorsing it or whatever other nonsense there was attached to it. But the research is clear, and people that I respect that are associated with my programs that I do here beside the Countdown Show, Michael, are really very, very focused on this, and the research that's been done, the fact that the Lancet had to swallow and eat the words, you know, you shouldn't use this. Well, the research from respectable circles in France and in Germany and in Italy and in Scandinavia proves the exact opposite. So people who think that we have to we've been very political about it here in our country, in terms of whether we thought that was a good idea or we have to go use something else and spend a lot of money for treatments that cost thousands of dollars. It's all about the money grab, the power grab, the drug companies, and the vaccine is the same thing. There will never be a vaccine that is developed that will keep you from getting the virus at the state it will be when you get the virus, when you get the shot, because they can't keep up with the mutation. And I think that's one of the real outrages of this. We ought to talk maybe a little bit more about it. I'm sorry, I took over the conversation.
No, it's important what you're saying. I have thoughts about it, so on the other side of the break, I'd like to make a comment.
Important, and you will. It's 28 after on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D
for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant. Or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the director general of Talkers Magazine, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who also is at war with bugs.
Yeah. Yes,
that was bugs. We're at war for control of the planet with an insidious, invisible enemy. We really are. You know that as much as you might chuckle about that,
we are. It's true.
Yeah. It is
damn
true.
Right.
Yeah.
We always have been.
They want us to be here. They're the guys, the boss. They're the bosses. We're not the bosses. I love listening to some of these talk hosts say, we're at the top of the food chain. Really? Sorry, pal. You've been really misinformed because we aren't at all at the top of the food chain. All right, so you wanted to
I'm just going to say you were talking about some very heavy-duty opinions about the danger of COVID-19.
Yeah.
You made statements about it mutating, not being as lethal, and you basically prescribed Z-Pak and whatever that's called, I forgot. I don't do it right either. Hydroxychloroquine. It's just a joke. Hydroxychloroquine. Yeah. And I can't fully endorse what you said. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I tend more to wait and see because I hear so many different points of view. Now, the hydroxychloroquine issue, major doctors around the world have said that it basically doesn't work. You and I both have experience with people we know where it did work.
Major doctors around the world have said that it does work.
Right. So the point is that one of the biggest problems with this COVID-19 experience that we're all going through is that there's disinformation, misinformation, and competing information on all fronts, politically, scientifically, and emotionally.
But isn't that the case with everything today, Michael?
But this directly affects our lives as opposed to an abstract story that affects other lives that we look at as a spectator sport.
Okay, that's a good point. Yep.
So many of the issues that we deal with in talk radio are basically spectator sport politics.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't really affect. This damn issue has penetrated that veil. Each and every person on the planet, including the President of the United States, is vulnerable to the economic and medical aspects of this disease.
And
so
I believe... go ahead. I want you to
therefore, you got to be really careful what you say, because I don't want to add to the cacophony, if you will, of noise.
Well,
that's me. That's just me.
But I think that in this circumstance, I don't think we disagree. I think we just... my point of view comes from people that I know personally who are experts in the field, and so I take what they tell me not with a grain of salt, but with the credibility that they've earned by being on various programs that I've had them on for years and years and years. And so in this circumstance, I think we look at – I think, frankly, and you may totally disagree with me on this, I think one of the greatest hoaxes in the history of mankind has been perpetrated on us with this stuff. I think that the virus is very dangerous, to be sure, but there was huge, grave danger with the SARS epidemic. There is and continues to be grave danger with HIV. There are many things that pose we are gravely endangered by the existence of the Communist Party in China. There are so many different things out there that are a danger. Remember the old line, danger, danger, Will Robinson?
So why is it a hoax? If you're saying
it's a hoax because it has done damage to businesses, to the economy, to lives of people. We did not have to go down the road, in my estimation, that we went down. There were ways of doing well. We've done that. If we were more students of it before we had to jump into it, that may have been just the way it was. But we've lost 125,000 people in this country around the world. Maybe 4 or 5 million, but how many lives have been destroyed by the economic shakedown that has gone on?
Twice as many people in the United States have died in 6 months from COVID-19 than died in the Vietnam War over 10 years.
Yeah.
And that destroyed lives. That war destroyed lives. It tore families apart, and to this day we're feeling repercussions of it in terms of Vietnam veterans.
We didn't stop living, though. We didn't stop our lives. We haven't.
Well, we haven't stopped our lives now.
First of all, I
think that's overblown. I see people still working. I see people getting back into business. I don't see the country's economy being completely destroyed. But here's the point, and this is where you and I see it differently.
Okay.
This is real. This is not an abstract story that doesn't affect us.
No,
if you had a grandmother who
100%.
Died or a kid who died or 140,000 people, if 140,000 people died this past 6 months as a result of a murderer running around the country, blowing up buildings, shooting people from behind trees and inflicting that type of chaos, the country would be paralyzed. The same number of deaths.
Well, that's kind of what the Black Lives Matter movement. That's the parallel universe here. Which I think speaks to, and then we have the election coming up. All of these things, I don't think happened by accident. I think it's time for us to wake up. It depends. It's degrees. Whether we think the coronavirus is the most important thing, or Black Lives Matter is the most important thing, or the election of a new president, or a different president, or somebody in a few months. Those are all things that are going to turn us on, and they're going to make this medium that you and I are so ingrained and ingratiated in much more important than even it is now, for people to get the story behind the story, to learn about things. For example, I didn't know. I would never have known if it were not for the list and some ancillary things that I wrote that I read about Mary Trump. I don't know who the hell she was. Now I know because people have been talking about it, and you put it on the list this week, both the story and the people list. Who knew that she was angry at her uncle for stealing all of her father's money? Or at least that's what she claims in the book, right?
Well, I don't know. I haven't read the book.
Claims in interviews, anyway.
So, yeah. Well, yeah. The fact is, yeah, but that's news. I mean, new things happen, new people. Some news is important, some isn't. On September 10th, 2001, the biggest story in the country that had been going on for years, not years, months, rather, excuse me, has been the scandal of U.S. Rep. Gary Condit and Chandra Levy, the intern. Did he kill her? Did he have an affair with her?
Whatever happened to his...
It disappeared on September 11th, the day after. Yeah. September 10th, it was the biggest story. September 11th, it was history. Nobody ever talked about it again.
Yeah.
Now, was it not important? Were we focused on something that didn't matter? We've had arguments in this country over congressmen playing footsies under toilet stalls. That's occupied us for weeks at a time.
Yep.
I could tell you all kinds of things over the years I've been tracking the news and tracking the views. And some of them basically are inconsequential, just kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. But we blow everything up. Number one news. This is and then something else happens, it's no longer there. Do you know how many major stories there are breaking around the world right now? That would be big stuff if we weren't for these.
And an example of that is Mr. Putin, and there are three things involving him, whether he ordered the hit on American soldiers, number one. Number two, the Constitution changing in Russia to give him practically lifetime tenure as president.
Yeah, that's not on that's not on our survey, and it's big news.
Well, Vladimir Putin is on the people list.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's on the people list for his relationship with Trump and the bounty thing. Because I don't hear much talk about the Constitution and Russia changing and him basically making himself president for life.
But if it weren't for the top two or three items that are on the list, it would be all over the place, don't you think?
Definitely. That's what I'm trying to say. Extremely subjective, and that's why I pointed out that the COVID-19 story is different than any other in as much as it directly impacts everybody directly as opposed to it being an intellectual exercise that doesn't affect our lives.
Yeah, when it comes to lives matter, the business to me, the focal point is on Black Lives Matter. But think about, for example, a couple of people that we lost this week, Carl Reiner and Hugh Downs.
Right.
And think about the world that they lived in, what that brought us. Their lives mattered. And I think we can take individuals, we can take groups, and we can figure probably each week for a few moments whose lives mattered to us this week. At the moment, the focus is on the injustices done, perpetrated on black people by some white people. It's pretty damned outrageous when you go back and really understand the cultural things that have been done. And when you look at We're celebrating Independence Day or the 4th of July, whatever you call it this weekend. What do you call it, by the way? Do you call it Independence Day or the 4th of July?
I call it the 4th of July informally, and when I talk about it formally, as in printed lists that I publish or whatever, I call it Independence Day.
Okay. So there is, when you look at the people who signed the Declaration of Independence, nary a one who wasn't a slave owner at one point in time or another in his life, the signers of the Declaration. I passed that along because I found it one of the most powerful pieces I read in a long, long time. And because you and I are, and the people that do this for a living, if we're good at it, and I put that in quotation marks because I hope that some people think that we're good at what we do, then we expose ourselves to all kinds of different ideas, whether we agree with them or not. But it's knowledge that we have to have a good conversation about things. I thought it was very interesting. Sean Hannity had Mark Cuban on with him this week, and they were at it. they were having a. I think Cuban likes Sean, and they go. He, you know, he's on from time to time. But I think people grow when listening to those conversations, and hopefully, all the people that are doing this for a living, the people we celebrate on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, are people that we can learn from one way or the other. Isn't that part of what entertainment is about? I would ask you that question.
Well, entertainment is something that interests you and engages you. I mean, some people find, you know, watching the grass grow being entertaining, and some people are entertained by, you know, high-level and low-level things. So entertainment does not... you know, some people think entertainment means telling jokes. You know,
yeah, no, it's not funny.
Be entertaining. I find the word entertainment is completely... You know, I'm very interested in the word entertainment, have been all my life. And I find at this point, having thought about the word entertainment, that it means a variety of different things. That which is entertaining to one person may not be to another. And so it's what you find entertaining as opposed to entertainment being a specific genre of activity.
Right.
It's the result of how it impacts the person who is entertained.
And I would say a very good example of what we've just described is your weekly rap, the Michael Harrison rap that is program that's on a lot of stations that carry this program, plus your podcast, the MHInterview.com, both of which prominently feature my colleague Jennifer Horn this week. What did you gain out of having your conversations with her?
What an incredible woman.
What
an incredible woman on many levels. One, she's an excellent talk show host.
She is.
And rising. She's getting better and better. But she's also has an amazing work ethic.
Yes.
And she works from early morning to late at night on air on different shows and works as the vice president of operations for her father's company, which is a full-time job unto itself.
Yeah.
So I admire Jennifer Horn tremendously and have to admit I never gave her her due to this point because, you know, I kind of thought, yeah, it's Mike Horn's daughter and, you know, and I met her many years ago in L.A. personally, and she's a sweet, lovely woman. But I thought you call her a kid. She's a grown woman now.
Well, she's a kid to me. She started on my morning program when she was a teenager.
Right. She was a kid to me, too. But this is not a kid anymore. This is an amazing woman in the prime of her career. And the road ahead is very, very full of potential.
Yep, it's very good. That's why I'm proud. She starts early mornings doing the DJV program, and then she does mornings on KRLA. Has significant impact on that radio station in Los Angeles, does a show for the Inland Empire, what Michael's talking about, and then she runs the CRN Digital Studios in Los Angeles with her dad. So that's the interview. Catch it at MHInterview.com.
And it'll be posted on Tuesday.
Yeah, okay. So that's that, and the wrap has various luminaries in it this
week.
You're
on the wrap this week.
I am on the wrap.
Yeah, you're on the wrap, and the wrap is MHWRAP.com. Check out Doug.
Check out Doug. All right, well, check out Michael. Check out all the other people who are there as well, my pal.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah. Yes, it is weekend time. This is a weekend broadcast. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
We are at war with a murderous enemy for control of the planet. Bugs. Some you can see and others you can't. Bed bugs and other insects, as well as viruses and bacteria. Since 1967, a product known to the medical supplies and hospitality industries has been heavy artillery in the war against bugs, viruses, and bacteria. It's called SteriFab. Beware of scam products in the market making all kinds of promises. SteriFab is the only product registered with the EPA that kills insects and disinfects microbes. Many states require it to be applied prior to the rental of hospital beds and wheelchairs, as well as secondhand mattresses and furniture. You won't find SteriFab at the stores. It's usually sold in bulk for industrial use. But now, you can get SteriFab in convenient gallon or handy pint containers with spray nozzles by going to killsanddisinfects.com. Heck of a product. killsanddisinfects.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. When you're picking up sunscreen on the way to the pool or the beach, knowing what is the best SPF is tough when you have no idea what SPF actually means.
It stands for Sun Protection Factor. Sun Protection Factor is simply a ratio of the number of minutes that you can stay outside with the product on versus the amount of time you could spend outdoors without that product on to get redness to the skin.
Dr. Don Davis says preventing that painful redness is one of the biggest factors in preventing skin cancer. So how do sunscreen brands calculate SPF?
If you stand outside and it takes you 10 minutes to develop redness to the skin without the product on, but then you apply the product on a different area of skin and it takes 50 minutes for the skin to show redness, then that leaves an SPF factor of 50 over 10, which equals 5.
Dr. Davis recommends a minimum SPF of 30, which means you could stay protected from UV rays 30 times longer than without sunscreen. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh blinds into the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now continuing with the services and the expertise of Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I say services because he provides services as a lawyer. He provides services as a college professor. He provides services as an author of books like Identity Theft Alert. He provides services. You didn't know you were this important, Steve, right? And the website called Scamicide.com, which is dedicated to helping people with the danger of scams. And, man, are there scams on top of scams on top of scams. It is unbelievable how creative crooks are. I guess maybe that's the word.
they're the only criminals.
Yeah.
Scam artists are the only criminals we call artists.
Yes, so right.
It's got to be something.
Scam artists. Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. All right, let's look at some of the stories this week that are culled from the Talkers.com website and the stories at Talkers.com, the stories put together by Talkers, the People List, et cetera, with legal implications. So the business of taking down these symbols, I know a guy in was Boston or Washington or someplace was taking a symbol down, the top fell off of it, and he cracked his skull open. And you know, you've got a lot of people taking action on their own to take some of these symbols down. And I wonder if there aren't ramifications if they aren't taken down, quote-unquote, legally.
Well, absolutely. When you're talking about things like, you know, we've seen so many of these statues, you know, some of them you're looking at Confederate generals and people that were also leaders in the KKK. But you're even seeing things that, you know, we're looking back and applying new standards to people like even George Washington. I saw some comments about Washington being a slave owner of 300 slaves.
What has come out about Washington is, you know, the old business about had wooden teeth. He didn't have wooden teeth. He had teeth that were extracted from dead slaves put in his mouth.
Yikes. I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bottom line is some of this, you know, while you may understand the frustration that causes it, they're still illegal vandal acts. And, you know, it was one of the things that I always admired about Dr. Martin Luther King. And, of course, he got his theory of nonviolence as a way of protest from Mahatma Gandhi. King recognized when he was breaking an unjust law that he was breaking the law, and he went to court and fought these things. And, you know, you definitely understand how people respond, and you can't always expect people to react rationally. But there are legal repercussions for kind of the anarchy of deciding that we just don't like things, so we're going to tear them down. So it's going to take a very creative law system to be able to deal with this.
You know, one of the things, there's a poll out this weekend, Steve, that suggests 62% of Americans think the U.S. is no longer the shining city on a hill envisioned by Ronald Reagan. One of the things that I think when you and I, who are contemporaries, go back in history, I think it changed. Somebody asked me this week, when did it change? For me, it changed when I reflect with the death of John F. Kennedy and the complete lie about his how he got killed. That ended my faith. You know, I was pretty much a Pollyanna about everything, you know, where my country, right or wrong, that kind of stuff. The lies, the deceit, and it's happened. It just goes on and on. Gets worse all the time in my
Yeah, you know, you could also look at the polarizing that came about that's always been there but was increased so much more with social media. And I think that's a critical thing because of all of the political institutions, Congress seems to be the worst. And you go back to the Reagan era and you can look at Reagan sitting down and having a drink with Tip O'Neill and they could work things out.
You can't Every Friday night they had a bourbon together.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't do that today. You're right. A few seconds on the Supreme Court rulings as the session ended. What's the most significant ruling, would you say, of the year?
You know, I think the most significant ruling of the year was the abortion ruling, in which it was a 5-4 decision with the Chief Justice agreeing with precedent, even though he had disagreed with the theory. I thought that was good towards the rule of law.
Mm-hmm. All right. There it is, an overview from the legal side, the practical side, the intellectual side. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with thoughts every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. At 59 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Florida posted its 200,000th reported coronavirus cases, a milestone according to health officials. Other states are also reopening quickly and without strict precautions are seeing a spike in numbers as well.
Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, a Republican who had the virus in March, says it's so bad they had to shut the beaches over the busy holiday weekend.
There's no doubt that the fact that when we reopened, people started socializing as if the virus didn't exist.
Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego, a Democrat, says Arizona went from 0 to 60 after being one of the last states to close and first to reopen.
We had crowded nightclubs handing out free champagne, no masks.
In Texas, Judge Lena Hidalgo, a Democrat and the top elected official in Harris County, says they need a stay-at-home order.
We don't have room to experiment. We don't have room for incrementalism when we're seeing these kinds of numbers.
All three spoke on ABC's This Week. I'm Julie Walker.
The Israeli military says three rockets fired by Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip towards southern Israel Sunday night set off a barrage of air raid sirens. Meanwhile, two rockets landed in open areas, causing no damage or injuries, but the army said it intercepted a third rocket fired later. Disputed military intelligence that Afghan militants might have accepted Russian bounties for killing American troops did not scuttle the U.S.-Taliban agreement or President Trump's plan to withdraw thousands more troops from the war zone. Speaking with Salem Radio earlier this week, the Heritage Foundation's James Carafano contests the New York Times story, which ignited the bounty fury.
The New York Times article said Trump was briefed on Russians putting bounty on American soldiers and did nothing. And then immediately, the Director of National Intelligence, the Secretary of Defense, the National Security Advisor, the Chief of Staff, the President, the Vice President, they all came out and said, no, that's not true. The President was not briefed, right? So the central tenet of the story is proof false.
More news at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
At a NATO base in England, U.S. soldiers observed Independence Day.
As the bells of the Gloucester Cathedral in southwest England chimed to the U.S. national anthem on the 4th of July, four American troops watched on in a brief ceremony outside. The Star-Spangled Banner was originally composed by Gloucester-born John Stafford Smith in the 1770s. Allied Rapid Reaction Corps Sergeant Paul Shaw.
We're gathering to celebrate Independence Day and to celebrate the connection that America and our national anthem has with the Gloucester community.
Sarah Bassett, London.
Deep floodwaters and the risk of more mudslides that left about 20 people confirmed or presumed dead, hampering search and rescue operations in two prefectures in southern Japan. More breaking news and more analysis, both at townhall.com. The Senate has set the stage for passage of the National Defense Authorization Act when it returns from its 4th of July recess.
Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman James Inhofe says the bill is well-timed.
This weekend, as you celebrate Independence Day, think about what this holiday stands for. Think about what it takes to protect the freedom that we celebrate.
Inhofe says Senate passage is just the latest step in what could be a months-long process.
Very likely it could be November when we actually end up passing this bill.
The bill calls for some $740 billion in defense spending for fiscal 2021. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
An 11-year-old boy grabbing a phone charger on his way out to a cookout in Washington, D.C., struck and killed by a stray bullet Saturday night. He was getting out of a car and reached back to get the charger when the shots rang out. Police Chief Peter Newsham said they're looking for five adult men who sped away in a black car. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, time for us to do our weekly thing here. The DJ Veers are all about reviewing the stories, the people, the hot hits in News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the DJ Veers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with our sort of unique blend of information and opinion and experience and all of the things that are rolled into being a good broadcaster and being on the air with our ability to kind of think things through. We have some comments on the stories. Jennifer Horn not only does early mornings here with us on the DJV program, she hosts a morning program on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria is a veteran of a lot of New York radio. And so here we are. I'm a veteran of radio from here and actually in outer space. There's a special place for me out somewhere, way out there, excuse me, with a V'ger. Do you remember, ladies, do you know what V'ger is?
Mm-mm. No.
V'ger is a reference to the first space, the first Star Trek movie where Spock and Captain Kirk go out to find something. I remember in the early 70s, Voyager, which was, it's not still operating, but it was sent out. It was the first of the, of the many satellites that were probes that were set out into space to find what life, excuse me, there is beyond our planet, beyond our solar system. And it became a very important thing for us all to understand. So they built the first Star Trek movie around Voyager, and Voyager was actually sort of trying to control the universe, as you can imagine, and Kirk and Spock had to stop it. What that has to do with our countdown, probably you can stretch it a little bit.
Probably the most fun news of the week, though.
Yes. Yeah, there's not much else here.
Always connected that way.
Too much fun. At number 10 on the story list, the discussions this week about Independence Day, the 4th of July. How do you greet people, ladies? Jennifer, Victoria, do you say happy 4th of July?
I bite their toes. That's what my cat does.
Your cat bites your toes. Okay.
You said, you said, how do you greet people?
I get it.
How you doing, Mac?
Yeah. Yes. So, but specifically for Independence Day, do you call it? Do you refer to it as the 4th of July? Do your family and friends call it the 4th of July, or do they call it Independence Day?
The 4th.
Yeah.
Everybody in my circle says the 4th. Yeah.
It's an age thing. People my age are more likely because they have fought in wars.
Well, you signed the document,
like
so, you know, maybe it's a little closer to you.
That usually
nice
is
penmanship, by the way.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. That's it. That usually, by the way,
Victoria,
that's a slice. Victoria, you're not really.
I'm learning from you, Jen.
Too much. Yeah, it's all Jennifer usually does the slicing and dicing here.
I got in there. I got one in.
Thank you. Very nicely done. All right. So there's a lot of thinking going on this week, obviously because of what's going on in our country, about what it really means to be an American and what the freedom that is demonstrated by the document, what it means, given that most of the people who signed that document were slave owners, as it turns out. And many of the people that put together the ideas that we still nurture as part of our Constitution were slave owners. And a lot of the people, this ties into number three this week, which is a focus on the Black Lives Matter movement and our relationships, white people and black people and all that sort of thing. And the ancillary thing that's going with that is a discussion of reforming police. I noticed, Jennifer, the city council in L.A. facing, they've cut the police funding there by $150 million. Excuse me.
And there's probably more coming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when they cut the budget, what do they expect to have as a way to fill the void of the police work that wasn't really police work?
Well, they don't know.
Where's that money going?
There's two big issues going on. I live in the city of L.A., as you mentioned, and we have two different jurisdictions of law enforcement. The LAPD handles what's considered to be Los Angeles City. I live in a suburb, but I live in L.A. City. Yeah, but I'm still, it's the LAPD that would respond to calls in my neighborhood. Yeah. Then there's the L.A. Sheriff's Department, which handles all of the unincorporated communities and all of Los Angeles County. This week, the L.A. Sheriff's Department was cut by $145 million, actually $146 million, on top of the $400 million they were cut last year. And so because of that, the CEO of Los Angeles County, yes, that's a real thing, said, well, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to eliminate the special victims unit. You're going to have to eliminate the gang enforcement unit, the community cops program. You're going to have to eliminate cyber crimes. You're going to have to eliminate literally the six departments. I'm just going from memory here. And you have to make significant cuts to mental health and a couple of other departments. So the L.A. sheriff has been very vocally fighting because he feels that his sheriffs cannot appropriately do their job without having these departments. And so that's been one thing that's been going on. The L.A. City Council, which manages the budget for the LAPD, there's a little bit of a scandal around that as well. The LAPD, whose chief, Michael Moore, is not nearly as vocal now as the sheriff, who is Alex Villanueva. Michael Moore hasn't said much, but this week it was released in a series of text messages that someone, however they got a hold of him, I don't know, between the city council president and the police chief, saying that she demands that his officers take a knee in front of protesters a couple of weeks ago, as this was really you know, starting up the protests on George Floyd and the Black Lives
Police
Matter movement.
Police were ordered to take a knee. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the city council president. We want them to go out there, and we want them all to take a knee in force, not just, you know, optional if they feel it. They want it to be a show of force. And the police chief, who kind of was hemming and hawing about it, and ultimately the LAPD force did not go out there all at once and take a knee. And because of that, they believe there's some retribution here with the city council, who cut the budget ultimately this week.
Wow. And in the meantime, these other jobs. See, this sounds to me, maybe the retribution stuff, sounds to me like what happens with these childish people in my community. The budget was cut by 14%, so the mayor closed all the beaches. That kind of stuff. That's what happens when these immature... We'll close the beaches. That will get you that way. So one wonders...
You could kind of make the case of why... Because you guys don't pay to get on the beach in L.A., right?
We do not.
Yeah, so in Jersey, you have to pay to get on every beach, and so they've been able to limit the number of people just by not selling beach badges. So it kind of makes the case that maybe you should start charging for the beach, and then you can limit
what
the number.
What the hell? We've already paid.
Think,
our
yeah,
taxes
pay,
pay
for
the beach. Thanks very much, but no.
But you know what I think? You know what I think works though is if you actually monitor. There's certain entry points to the beach. I mean, certainly there's places where you can sneak on it. Okay. But if you say once the parking lot is filled up, then we're at capacity until someone leaves. There's a whole lot of things that you can do to try to stop people from getting too close together.
I remember living, had a house on the PCH for, 8-9 years? And one of the things on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday, there would be a line on the PCH, in both directions, by the way, whether you're headed north or south, of people waiting for slots to open up in the parking lot. And this would be like by 10 in the morning, it was like this. You had the traffic jams caused by that stuff. It was very dangerous, too. I mean, really dangerous, because the PCH coming down from Malibu through to Santa Monica is not exactly a wonderfully straight road to begin with. And there are all these people that surf, and they park their old jalopies on the side of the road. It's very dangerous.
I guess what I don't understand is, like, this week one of the big stories has been a lot of states like Florida, Texas, California, all kind of pushing back on their reopening plans. And in California, we put a 3-week pause on restaurants that are indoors. So they want to do outdoor restaurants only. So if indoor restaurants are bad and outdoor restaurants are good, then why are we stopping people from going to the beach? Why are we closing down trails and piers where people are actually going to be able to go out and get some fresh air? To me, it seems very counterintuitive to the message.
The other side of it is that if you really know what's going on, the virus has become far less deadly. It has adapted to its human hosts. There really isn't any need for a vaccine. And there is what I believe, this is me saying what I think, based on what I have read and who I've spoken to who are medical professionals, wearing a mask. I don't agree with Jack Stockwell on this. One of the people that's on the DJV program. I think wearing a mask is a very intelligent and good opportunity for you. Not only, it's more about other people, and we've become so selfish. You know, all the Karen stories are everybody's screaming about themselves and, you know, they've got rights and yada, yada, yada. Come on. If you, how does it hurt you to wear the mask? Very little information that suggests it's unhealthy for you to wear a mask. And the business about personal distancing, how does that hurt anybody either? Those are the two things that if you don't want to, even though the coronavirus as it stands today is likely not to kill you unless you're immunocompromised or you're old, still, why would you want to make somebody sick? It's like, you know, sitting in an airplane.
Well, I think we just have to be realistic. If we want the economy to open, and I think you're going to see the president's already pivoting on this message, and it's what I've said, too. I mean, I don't know. If you want the economy to reopen, sometimes you're going to have to play by these rules.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you can't
it's the only way. It's the only way that you're going to be able to open things up. So as much as I hate the mask, and I think some of this stuff is heavy-handed, what we have to do is be able to operate with this disease. We have to
be
realize
some
it's
compromise.
Not going away, and so we're going to have to figure out how to work around it.
All right, coming up next, a focus on Facebook and what the reality is there. One of the items in the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine here on our overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio from the DJV perspective.
Talk radio countdown.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown. Items of interest, the stories, if you will, from this past week, the week of June 30th to the 3rd of July, from Talkers Magazine, the charts. Starting at number 10, discussion about Independence Day this week. Number 9, relationships and the psychology of how to deal with the disaster that is the virus. Number 8, Facebook advertising. Number 7, the Russians and what's going on with them. Number 6, Supreme Court rulings. Number 5, the presidential race. Number 4, our economy, the reopening of the economy, if you will. Black Lives Matter. Number 3, discussion of masks and health care in general. Number 2, and the virus itself with a lot of stats. That's been number 1 for the past 3 or 4 weeks. So that's the list, the stories from the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh Blinds into the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to continue with our overview here of the Talk Radio news, the stories this week from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where the stories and people lists are always at the end of the week there for you to glean. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJB program along with Jennifer Horn. We have our expertise, I guess you'd call it that. I think it's expertise. We discuss. Somebody confronted me this week. You know, how come you think you know so much? And I said to them, well, I think I do because I'm aware, and because of what I do for a living, I need to have more than just peripheral knowledge. That is, you dig deeply into some of these things, and you come up with stuff that no one else is talking about or nobody else is reporting, because you have an open mind. I think I have a very open mind to most things, and I think the two of you do as well, even though you have your I don't want to say prejudice, but you have your points of view, and we all have points of view. We kind of, people who don't have points of view are dull. Ever notice that?
If well, you don't know even, how people even don't. If I you're think wrong. Even people who think they don't have a point of view usually
well,
have
maybe,
a point of view.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't help it. We're all from different places in life. We have different genders. We have different priorities. We have different careers. I mean, everybody's got a point of view. The thing is, when people say, oh, you know so much, it's not that. It's that we're willing to have a conversation. That's what I love about us, is that even when we disagree, and sometimes strongly, as the president would say, strongly disagree with each other, there's still a respect and we're still listening. And I don't know. I think that really matters right now. There are so many people that are
well,
not doing
that. It always matters, but it matters more now.
Ugh.
I think you're right. Okay, with that in mind, I said we'd talk about Facebook. Number 8 this week on the countdown is the advertiser boycott at Facebook because of their ability or lack of, I don't know, how we would encapsulate this. You're the technological person, Victoria. You follow all of this stuff. But basically, if I understand it, Facebook has allowed hate speech to continue, and advertisers are getting wise to it, and they don't like it. So Zuckerberg is being sort of put into a corner. Is that a good summation?
Well, he tried to, yes. And the problem really is that Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, they have tried to just play the neutral
both sides
in the neutral
against
zone
the middle
for so long. They he just has refused to take a stand against so many different things. It's not just hate speech. And so now advertisers are just saying, you know what, enough with this. We're pulling all of our advertising from Facebook.
But how do you keep that from not being slanted? How do you keep that from not being, he's obviously on the left side of things in terms of his political philosophy. So how do you keep that?
Well, I don't
from
know. He's often accused from the left. He's accused of being a Trump lover. So
really?
So
I wouldn't have read that. Jennifer, would you read that into Zuckerberg?
Well, I don't know that he's a Trump lover, but I think he's trying to actually be a smart businessman and just get involved with the content of his site. And so, I think with him, they want him to do what Twitter's doing, which is mark every tweet of the president and then let a lot of other fake news go by on the platform. And I don't know if that's a fair ask, but that's what these sponsors are asking for. I actually respect him for staying out of it and not getting.
Well, who's influencing the sponsors? Where does that? The sponsors aren't going to do it on their own. They're getting pressure, are they not, from users?
Absolutely, from their customers. Yep.
So are people on the left more likely to push than people on the right for a stay in some of these policies?
I don't know. I think they're equal forces on the left and the right, depending on
sure
the
I
issue.
I think right now, the right is capable.
Because you're not on social media, Doug. You don't see that it's.
I'm on Facebook, and I don't
the
like
right
what
is
I
capable,
see on Facebook.
The right is capable of cancel culture. If you remember when Sean Hannity was throwing his Keurig machine out the window, I think right now, however, the energy move of the cancel culture is with the far left, certainly. I think there's a lot. I mean, it's the Redskins, the Washington Redskins. It's the it's Facebook now. It's all of the actors.
The Redskins, that's been a debate my whole life. That's been.
But now they're pulling sponsors. FedEx announced this week that they're pulling. If they don't change the name of the team, they're going to pull a lot of money.
What are they going to change it to?
I don't know. Nobody
anything
Redskins.
Other
if they're
than
going
Redskins,
to. They don't even know if they're going.
How about
to
just the Skins?
I don't
no?
think that people would be okay with that.
What, the Skins?
Well, it's a dumb name, so I don't know why
what,
anyone
Skins
would want
or Redskins?
Skins.
All right, more food for thought. It's the overview of the countdown here.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. to help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times. Find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Second half hour of our Talk Radio review with the DJVers, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, with the charts for this past week in our sights. The business about the presidential race, number five this week, politics. We had John Bolton on our program this week. I wondered in retrospect what the two of you thought about the conversation, what he had to say. He added a few pithy tidbits that he hasn't been saying, because we usually ask questions that aren't what most other people ask anyway. So we weren't trying to do the gotcha thing. But, you know, I'm not a fan. I don't think any of us are, actually. And so under the circumstances, if I do say so myself, we did a pretty good job with him. I kind of enjoyed the conversation. I liked, he's very intelligent. He sort of sparked a few things in me that I'd forgotten about with regard to certain things, the hawk business. But ladies, what did you take away from it?
Well, I'll start, I guess. I thought the most interesting thing, because, and I've been pretty vocal about this, why did these two get together anyway, meaning Trump and Bolton? They got from two different places. Why, you know, what brought them together? Yeah. And I think what Bolton tried to do at the beginning when he answered that question, he's like, "Oh, he saw me on Fox News." That's kind of the thing that everybody wants to paint Trump is just watching Fox News. I think to a point that's probably true. He knew of him, but the meat of the answer was what I thought was the most fascinating, and I believe it rings true for me. And that is that Trump needed help getting out of the Iran deal. He made that promise to Americans, to people who voted for him in 2016, and he was starting to get criticized because he said within the first 100 days that Iran deal will be torn up, and he was running out of time, and he needed someone to help him facilitate that. And I believe that's what brought them together. And I thought that was actually kind of interesting because it's a real glimpse into how all of that stuff works. And it's not Republicans, it's not Democrats. You make a promise on the campaign trail.
Washington.
And then you go, uh-oh, how do I do this?
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't answer the question, though, and he goes, oh, well, in chapter one of my book, and, you know, it's I hate those answers. It's like, okay, dude, you know, we know you're you know, selling a book here, but
that was my question about hawking his book. Anyway, go ahead.
But he didn't, I'm a little curious. Not that curious enough to read the book or buy it, but I was more curious, like, who introduced them. Like, I kind of was wondering who from the Trump administration said, hey, you know who we should really talk to? John Bolton. I was just curious. Was it Mike Pence?
I bet that was Pence.
Was it someone else who had experience with him?
Pence
would probably know him. I mean, here's the thing. It wouldn't be a stretch. He worked in the Bush administration. He worked for four administrations. So... Yeah. People, I mean, he's on
Both
speed
Bush
dial, probably. Yeah,
Both
he's... So whoever was around there would be able to connect them pretty easily, I would imagine.
So the Mary Trump book, I must admit I've sort of zoned out, tuned out on that. That's one of the things that people are saying, well, look at these two books that take down Trump. What does Mary Trump say? What's her point here? I don't really give a damn, but I'm interested
in what
both of you know about that.
Her father is the one, is the Fred Trump Jr., right?
The dead one.
And
so Donald Trump took over. Yeah, and so she's accusing him, I think, of taking
money. Why is she waiting until now to accuse him?
I don't know.
Happened.
I don't know anything about her. I've never even heard of her until this.
Neither has anybody
else
until this.
Yeah, you know why she waited till right now, because it was the most expeditious time to do it. But what I thought was interesting is Trump's brother, who was in the hospital, actually, from his hospital bed, actually filed this lawsuit against her, because I guess this has been an ongoing feud between the bulk of the Trump family and then Mary Trump. I'm not sure if she has any siblings or not, but the kid, and if she has siblings, were upset with the way Fred's estate was handled. And I guess it had gotten a settlement on that a long time ago. And in that had signs that she wouldn't disclose any information about that settlement or the family. And so when she has this book coming out, Trump's brother from his hospital bed slapped that lawsuit on her real fast, and the judge put an injunction into it this week that was kind of made some news because she had signed away her rights to tell the story, but it'll ultimately still be out.
All right, number seven this week on the countdown. We're sort of jumping around a little bit. I think there's a quality to not necessarily having to do this stuff in order. Number seven is something that sort of came late in the week, the discussion of the Russians. Well, there are two things here, whether you heard it or you didn't. I know you find this hard to believe. Apparently, the Russians, who have become experts in messing up elections, even in their own country, Putin had put forth constitutional amendments to change the Constitution so he can have two more terms. And, of course, the nation overwhelmingly voted to support that because he's such an enlightened leader. Not that the ballot boxes weren't stuffed in every community in Russia and that people were threatened with their lives if they didn't go to vote. Either they stayed home from voting or they went and they were told, you better vote for this. So now Putin can stay in office, till 2034 or something? Some ridiculous.
So can't say no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that on the heels of this business of the Russians influencing the election, didn't Nancy Pelosi, there's some kind of a bipartisan bill that seems to be a no-brainer. The Trumpsters wanted sanctions pulled, the Russians, and then, I mean, I think this is kind of fishy, isn't it? And Pelosi says the sanctions against the Russian intelligence unit have been stripped from the bipartisan bill. Even the Republicans are ticked off about this. So did I paraphrase? Did I sort of summarize it well?
I haven't heard about all of that. As far as the Russia story, I think, of the week, it was the story that was reported by the New York Times last weekend. The New York Times suggested that Russia had put bounties on the heads of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
Yes, that's the third part of this wheel, yeah.
So the Taliban denied this and said, no, we were going after Americans on our own, thank you. Russia said it's not true. They haven't offered bounties. And the question then was, did the intelligence community mess this up, or was it reported to the president? He and Vice President Mike Pence never said that they were briefed on this by the intel community. And the directors, the DNI directors, the last couple of them said, no, we never got it up to this level, because the intel community, once they get a story, they have to have consensus before they present it to the president. That's sort of the way it goes, to make sure that it's actually credible intel so that a president doesn't make an overreaction like weapons of mass destruction and then find themselves in a situation where they can't kind of get that away. They can't explain it away politically. So there's still a debate about whether Trump saw this or not. It seems, at least if you believe...
Well, what does he say?
He says he hasn't seen it. And the intelligence community said that they were investigating these claims, but that they hadn't deemed them to be credible yet. And so the debate still kind of rages on about that. But, of course, the Democrats, who received a briefing on this, Republicans received a briefing, Democrats received a briefing this past week. The Democrats who attended, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Representative Engel, they all say that this is now the basis for another impeachment because they think the president has done something wrong. So here we go again. Russia.
From these idiots. Okay. With the Black Lives Matter movement and the discussion of racial relations, number three this week, I thought it was interesting that one of the ancillary stories about this is all of the monuments around the country that seem to be negative when it comes to realizing the importance of slavery. Some of the monuments probably ought to go. Some of them are questionable, and some of them ought not to go. But the Department of Homeland Security is sending teams to federal monuments over this weekend, this 4th of July weekend that you're hearing this program on, to protect the monuments. Do we know which ones are? You know, there have been a lot of Confederate statues and monuments that have been ripped down. So the president has said, let's use law enforcement to keep the historic landmarks. What are some of these that deserve to stay up? Do we have an agreement on that? I mean, if you've got Confederate statues around, it would seem to me probably time for them to come down. I mean, probably a long time ago it was time for them to come down. Jefferson Davis and some of the generals from the Confederacy, Robert E. Lee. I mean, there's a lot we ought to know about these people, but do we need to... it's like having a statue
them.
Of Christopher Columbus.
I don't understand.
Columbus.
You know, you go to, if you go to Germany, there aren't statues of Hitler. So I just don't understand why we cling to these. To these people who were, I think the
most people who
Virginia
cling to it don't
said,
really know why they're there in the first place, Victoria. I'd venture that.
I also think it's possible that some people who may have owned slaves also made really important contributions to this country
right.
and in building the country.
So you discount the contributions because they were slave owners?
Well, I think a lot of people are, and I think that's unfortunate. I think
it belongs in a museum. We can't erase our history. We've certainly whitewashed it like nobody's business, and we have glossed over the fact that, and Doug, you mentioned that opinion piece from the New York Times
we've posted that, by the way, the DJV.
Yeah, it's
show,
really
Facebook.com/DJV show. Yeah, it's
just to get another perspective, and I know all of us, we like, learning other people's perspectives, and so, I think it all belongs in a museum, and if you choose to go to that museum and you want to learn about that part of history, that's fine, I just don't think that we need, in every town square, that we need to have these relics. Why not more modern representation of our culture and accomplishments?
About New England, one of the things that I like, especially going up and down the seacoast, is seeing all of the, in many of these smaller, mid-sized communities, there are statues of the seamen that went out and they either lost their lives or they did something significant to contribute to the well-being of the coast. Those are kind of fun.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm sure they weren't perfect people, too, because there's breaking news here. None of us are. I guess what I take issue with is not the conversation about what is appropriate and what reflects appropriately on our society and our history, but I just take issue with the fact that people think it's their job to go out there with some rope and try to knock these things down.
And to face stuff
that's not theirs. If you want to take up a real effort, and if you really want to start collecting signatures and actually do things the right way to have things taken down, great. Put the pressure on people who have the land that these statues are on. Fantastic. But to go out there with some red paint and string and try to take this down, no way.
That's the mob mentality. Okay. In a moment, I want to spend there is a person in the news, or a person who was very prominent. That I want to mention would be number 11 on the list of people if we had 11 names on the list. That coming right up here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We are at war with a murderous enemy for control of the planet. Bugs. Some you can see and others you can't. Bed bugs and other insects, as well as viruses and bacteria. Since 1967, a product known to the medical supplies and hospitality industries has been heavy artillery in the war against bugs, viruses, and bacteria. It's called SteriFab. Beware of scam products in the market making all kinds of promises. SteriFab is the only product registered with the EPA that kills insects and disinfects microbes. Many states require it to be applied prior to the rental of hospital beds and wheelchairs, as well as secondhand mattresses and furniture. You won't find SteriFab at the stores. It's usually sold in bulk for industrial use. But now, you can get SteriFab in convenient gallon or handy pint containers with spray nozzles by going to killsanddisinfects.com. Heck of a product. killsanddisinfects.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Talk Radio Countdown.
On to the People List, another exclusive feature of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, a list of people who have been obviously instrumental in the top 10 stories, the top 10 people list, combining the presidents of China and Russia at number 10, those two. Nancy Pelosi is at 9, Mark Zuckerberg at 8. John Roberts at 7, Mary Trump at 6, John Bolton 5, Gavin Newsom at 4, Dr. Fauci is 3, Mike Pence is 2, and Donald Trump is number 1. So those are the names that are, and you're going to get, especially with Pence becoming more involved in what's going on regarding the vitals of the virus. So you got that to focus on. That's the People List, courtesy again of the research, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. All right, so in the moments we have remaining here, I think it deserves more than a moment, but that's what we have for looking back at the life of Hugh Downs, who was on television for 69 years of his 99 years on the planet. Was well known for being on most every network, most every show. He started on a small Ohio radio station at the age of 18 and worked his way up, probably as accurate and pleasant and straightforward of all the people. He did everything from news to hosting game shows to making us feel good about America and what we were all about. So I mark his passing at the age of 99, Hugh Downs in the focus here as a person of interest and import on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com at the moment. There are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Top 53 minutes after the hour here. It's time for us to review the top five items. We'll count down from number five to number one from the world of technology. This week, Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. To start with number five, there's something about this name that's, I don't know what it is. There's a sound to Sephora. That is, it's calming. I don't know that much about the company. I know that we've talked about it this week. They sell all kinds of stuff that make you look better, right?
Well, it's a makeup and beauty company, yes.
Yeah,
and
right.
So the stores, yeah. So the Sephora stores, it's the shopping experience at Sephora has been changed maybe forever now because of the virus, and you can't sample anything in the stores anymore. And it's difficult to shop in the store the way that you used to, because sampling and trying out different colors and products was a huge part of the business. So they've had to kind of come up with other ways to help women and anyone who wants to buy makeup. They've been trying to think of new ways to reach their audience. And one of the ways that they're doing it is through Instagram. And like Adidas and Zara and Uniqlo, Sephora now is, you can shop through Instagram without actually leaving the site. So they have 80 brands that are going to be available on the Sephora Instagram easy checkout page. And you can shop directly from the store's social media feed, which gives you a little more insight into the products, and they're making it a little bit easier. And so 72% of consumers say they use mobile devices to help shop at this point. And so 24% of people in a new study said that they wouldn't feel comfortable going into a mall for at least another 6 months.
Really?
So this is a smart move. Yeah, it's a smart move on the part of Sephora. And you'll find a lot of Sephora stores in malls, so it's a great thing to have them on Instagram.
Number four in our countdown.
Disney Plus and ESPN Plus are two very popular video streaming services, and they used to come with a free trial period for new subscribers, but Disney has now ended that practice, probably because they've already got 55 million subscribers, which is only 6 months after their launch, and outdid their projections for how many subscribers they would have. ESPN has about 8 million subscribers, which, considering that it's such a niche network, that's not too bad either. They also own Hulu. They have 29 million subscribers on Hulu, so you can't get the free trial anymore on Disney Plus or ESPN Plus, but you can still get a month free if you sign up for Hulu.
All right, number three, a focus on one of the giants, Microsoft.
Yeah, as we were just mentioning about malls and Sephora, Microsoft stores are in malls across America, but no more. They are giving up on the physical retail space. They have announced that they are permanently closing all Microsoft store locations in the U.S. and around the world. They're keeping four locations as a reimagined experience. So New York City on Fifth Avenue, in London, Sydney, Australia, and the Redmond campus location. Those four locations are going to have some sort of a concept store. You won't really be able to buy anything, but they're going to have an experience for Microsoft. The Microsoft stores debuted in 2009. They basically tried to copy the Apple Store model, and it just didn't work. And in the mall near me, it's the Apple Store is directly across the hallway in the mall from the Microsoft store.
Yes,
and every time
it was that
I
way
was
in
the
this
Apple,
local mall here, too, yeah.
Yeah, they really tried to lure people in, but, you know, the Apple Store, it's just the design, the look, the layout, the way that I've never been more than 15 minutes in an Apple Store. I'm in and out. It's very efficient, and Microsoft just couldn't get the traction that they needed.
All right, number two.
So this week, YouTube TV announced a $15 a month hike in their monthly pricing, which did not go over well on social media. So Dish's Sling TV, they came out with a promise that they're not going to raise prices on any existing customers until at least August of 2021. And they say that now, and this was a big dig at YouTube TV, they said now is not the time to be raising prices on people because, you know, a lot of people are out of work. And so Sling starts at $40 a month, and for the Sling Blue and Sling Orange, and you can get both packages for $45 a month. So it's still a good deal. It doesn't have as many channels as YouTube TV though offers. So if you are looking to cut the cord from cable, do some research because every package has a different thing to it.
Number one is a way to save on your energy bill.
Yep, Google owns Nest Thermostats, and so they are now doing a free version of seasonal savings for all Nest Thermostat owners. And this will save customers an average of 3-5% in their energy bills from heating and cooling. And so you don't need to pay anything for it. You will see a notification on your device asking if you want to opt in. And I say go for it. You can save 3-5% on your bills.
Go for it. Those are the trending items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at 59 After the Hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. As the coronavirus continues to spread across the U.S. and the world, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn says a decision on a vaccine will be made based on science and hopefully before the end of the year.
Our solemn promise to the American people is that we will make a decision based upon the data and science on a vaccine with respect to the safety and effectiveness of that vaccine.
Hahn was a guest on ABC's This Week. The U.S. has dipped under 50,000 new daily infections for the first time in 4 days, that according to a tally by Johns Hopkins. Meanwhile, Hahn says it's too late to know if it'll be safe to hold the GOP convention in Florida next month.
With Florida seeing a surge in positive coronavirus cases, the Food and Drug Administration is unsure about the safety of the Republican convention being held in Jacksonville in late August. Stephen Hahn told CNN's State of the Union that it's too soon to tell if it will be safe to attend the event with several thousand people. Hahn said we will have to see how this unfolds in Florida and elsewhere around the country. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Iran confirmed a damaged building at the underground Natanz nuclear site was a new centrifuge assembly center. Officials had previously sought to downplay the fire that erupted Thursday, calling it only an incident that affected an industrial shed. But then they released a photo and a video of the site, and it showed a two-story brick building with scorch marks and an apparently destroyed roof. A spokesman for the agency said that the work had begun on the center in 2013 and was inaugurated in 2018. An overloaded fishing boat carrying 28 people capsized in eastern Indonesia, killing at least 2 children, leaving 7 others missing. Boat crews on nearby vessels recovered the bodies of the 2 kids and have rescued 19 people so far from choppy waters. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
New Zealand's canceled its plans to host a major meeting of U.S. and Asian leaders next year because of the coronavirus, opting instead to lead a virtual summit.
New Zealand was scheduled to host the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Auckland. The event would have brought thousands of people to the country throughout the year, culminating in a Leaders Week in November 2021. APEC focuses on trade issues, although it also provides a chance for world leaders to catch up. Its 21 members included the U.S., China, Japan, South Korea, Mexico, Indonesia, and Hong Kong.
Jeremy House reports last year Chile canceled the APEC leaders meeting because of violent and anti-government protests. This year, Malaysia has been hosting virtual APEC meetings. New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters says it was necessary to cancel next year's summit now for planning and security reasons. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump is hoping his Mount Rushmore visit over the weekend puts more muscle on his approval rating.
A Rasmussen poll finds that 75% of Americans oppose closing or changing Mount Rushmore, and these Americans may be receptive when they hear the president say,
"Uplifted by the titans of Mount Rushmore, we will find unity that no one expected. We will make strides that no one thought possible. This country will be everything that our citizens have hoped for so many years."
The Rasmussen poll also finds 71% oppose removing the names of Washington and Jefferson from public places, despite their personal history as slave owners in their times. George Bonzani reporting.
Heading into the weekend, Rasmussen had put the president's approval rating at 47%. That's 2 percentage points of a year ago. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, we'll begin with the second half of the comedy series, The Aldrich Family. And then things get much, much darker as we have an episode of the 1940s mystery series, Murder at Midnight. Well, at the end of our previous show, we indeed were halfway through an Aldrich Family episode all about a broken toy. Let's get back to it. Ezra Stone is Henry, and Jackie Kelf plays his pal Homer. This is from November 11, 1948.
And now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Early this afternoon, Henry and Homer took a toy from Kathleen Anderson's house under the misapprehension that they had broken it.
When they finally repaired it, Mary inadvertently gave it away to the police toy drive. The scene opens in the Centerville Emporium. It is later the same afternoon.
Henry, if it were up to me, I'd let Mr. Anderson get mad and save my money.
Homer, I can't. Suppose someday Kathleen and I get...
Get what?
Never mind. But you wouldn't want me to go through my married life not talking to my father-in-law, would you?
Why not? That sounds like a nice arrangement.
Homer.
Besides, how do you know we can buy another toy exactly like her?
Homer, we can at least try. Here's the toy counter.
Gee, look at the swell stuff, Hen.
Homer, put that thing down. Haven't you learned your lesson yet?
I'm just admiring the construction. What do you think this button is for? Oh, boy.
Homer, now look what you've done.
I hardly touched it, Hen. It came right apart in my hand.
May I help you, young man?
Wait, I just picked this up, see, and...
Oh, yes, that's one of the cleverest toys that's come into the store in a long time. You just touch that button, and it comes apart in your hands.
It does.
It does?
And when you push it again, everything snaps right back into place. Children have the grandest time putting it together and letting it fall apart again.
I can see where they would.
May I wrap one up for you?
Why, no, thanks. What we're looking for is a toy that has a sort of a little man on top, see?
What does it do?
Do?
Well, mostly it just rings.
Well, there is one under the counter here that's... Is it something like this?
Oh, boy, Homer, that's it.
You're very lucky, sir. It's the last one like it we have in stock.
We'll take it, miss. How much is it?
Excuse me a minute while I check the price.
Henry, you're Seth.
Homer, duck.
What's wrong?
Look who's coming down that aisle.
Mr. Anderson.
Homer, quick, over this way.
But the toy.
We can come back and get it later. Hurry.
$1.49. Young man, where are you going? I declare.
Excuse me, miss. Weren't there two boys here a moment ago?
Why, yes. They just disappeared into notions.
Oh.
May I help you with anything else?
Well, as a matter of fact, the reason I'm shopping... You sell jigsaw puzzles, don't you?
Why, yes. We're having a wonderful sale right now.
Oh, I don't want to buy one. I just thought... You see the puzzle in this box here?
Yes.
Well, we seem to have lost the cover with a picture on it, and I wondered, could you sort of look over the pieces and give me a hint as to what it's supposed to turn out to be?
No, I'm afraid I can't do that, sir.
Oh.
But if you'd like to leave it here for a few weeks, we could put our research department to work on it.
Oh, never mind.
Excuse me, miss, but would you... Mr. Anderson?
Hello, Mary. Say, if you run into Henry, would you tell him I'd like him to phone me?
Henry and I aren't speaking, Mr. Anderson, but I'll see that he gets the message. Is it important?
Well, Kathleen wanted me to apologize to him.
My goodness, what for?
That's what I don't know. Well, goodbye, Mary, and thanks for your help, miss.
That's quite all right, sir. Now, may I help you, madam?
Well, there was a certain toy of my brother's, you see, and I gave it away, and, well, my goodness, you'd think he'd know it was for a wonderful cause.
Well, what was this toy like?
Well, it had a little man on top, you see, and a bell that rang.
It wouldn't hurt for you to take a few days off.
Alice, I tell you, I'm fine.
Of course you are, dear. I wasn't insinuating that... I just meant that when you start to hear bells, isn't that the first sign of...
Sign of what?
Nothing, Sam. Suppose you just lie down and I'll make you some hot tea with some honey in it.
Honey makes me lose my appetite.
Yes, Sam, but it lines your stomach. Henry, is that you?
Yes, Mother.
My goodness, what have you two boys been doing? You look all worn out.
Why, we took sort of a bicycle ride, Mother.
But they didn't have any in Abbott City either.
All the way to Abbott City? My goodness. Oh, I'm making your father some tea. Would you boys like some hot milk?
Hot milk? Henry, I think I'll go home.
I almost forgot, Henry. Mary asked me to give you this package.
Mary and I aren't speaking, Mother. We've broken off diplomatic relationships.
Now, dear, I think this is a peace offering. Homer, would you like some butter in that hot milk?
Butter? Well, Mrs. Aldrich, do you happen to have some strawberry syrup?
No, I think so.
And some club soda?
Yes.
Swell, and you can forget about the milk.
My goodness, you children never know what's good for you.
Henry, aren't you going to open it?
Open what?
Mary's present and see what she's offering for peace.
Homer, it's probably just a couple of handkerchiefs.
Henry, who do you suppose bought that toy right out from under?
I don't know. Boy, I sure wish I could lay my hands on it. Homer, what's ringing?
I think it's Mary's handkerchief.
And Homer, stop the bell.
I can't. The button's stuck.
Here, jam my fountain pen against it.
Okay. Henry, where do you suppose Mary got her hands on this?
Who cares? The important thing is we're all set.
Henry!
Oh, boy, Homer, duck that toy back in the box, quick.
It's ducked.
Henry, you boys heard it that time, didn't you?
Why, you heard what, Father?
The phone ring.
I didn't hear any phone ring.
You didn't?
Sam, your tea's ready.
Alice, would you mind bringing it upstairs?
Upstairs?
I think the best thing for me to do is go right to bed.
Are you sure the Andersons are in the dining room?
Sure, they're eating. So help me set up this stepladder under the living room window. Then all you have to do is climb up, open the window, and drop the toy in.
Me? Why me?
Homer, you mean you're scared?
Sure.
Homer.
Henry, I helped you fix the toy and I pumped my head off to Abbott City, but I draw the line on falling off ladders.
How could you fool?
I'd manage.
Okay, Homer, okay. I'll go up. Just hold the ladder steady.
I am.
When I get up, toss me the toy.
Henry, who's that?
Well, just Kathleen's dog, Daisy. And stop rattling the ladder.
But Henry, Daisy's resented me ever since she caught me eating one of her dog biscuits. Daisy, I apologize. I apologize.
Homer, you're knocking me off.
Get down, Daisy.
Homer, never mind Daisy. Toss up the toy.
Henry, she's got my pants.
Come on, toss up the toy.
Bam.
Oh, boy.
Didn't you have the window open yet?
Who is that? Who's there?
Homer, quick, run.
Daisy, let go.
Who's there, I say?
Homer.
She won't let go. Daisy, please stop being a dog in the manger.
Now, be sure and take plenty of warm socks, dear.
Alice, I'm only going to be gone a few days.
Sam, it won't hurt to take an extra pair.
Very well.
And, dear, I just want you to know I think you're doing the right thing. There's nothing like a fishing trip to get bells off your mind.
Alice, that has nothing to do with it. I just heard that the bass were running, and I thought...
Yes, dear, if you say so. I'll get your socks for you.
I wonder if Will Brown would be interested in going along.
Henry, is that you?
Why, yes, Mother. Has there been a phone call for Homer or I recently?
From whom, dear?
Anyone. Mr. Anderson, say?
No, dear, no one's called. Homer, how did you get your pocket torn?
My pocket? Gee whiz, I guess Daisy did that.
Daisy? My goodness, young ladies nowadays don't behave the way they used to. You'd better both sit down and cool off.
Boy, Henry, feel my heart. It's beating.
Mine, too. Homer, do you think Mr. Anderson recognized us?
If he did, he certainly would have phoned by now.
Oh, boy.
Henry, that must be him.
Henry, please answer the phone.
Hi, Mother.
Please, dear, I've got socks on my mind.
But, gee, Mother, I'm not cooled off yet.
Henry, please answer the phone.
But it might be a wrong number.
Henry!
Yes, Mother. Hello?
Is that you, Henry?
Oh, boy. Yes, Kathleen?
Henry, I'm phoning on behalf of my father.
You are? Just a minute, Kathleen. Homer, Mr. Anderson asked her to phone.
I'm going home.
You can at least give me a little moral support.
I can do that just as well from home.
Hello, Kathleen. About your father.
My goodness, Henry. He's been trying to get his hands on you all day.
I know, Kathleen. And
Henry, do you mind if I apologize for him?
Sure, but if you do what for
him? Apologize for being so rude to you this afternoon.
Kathleen, you mean... Well, I'll be darned. Homer, Mr. Anderson's been after me just to apologize.
What?
Henry, have you disappeared again?
No, Kathleen, I'm right here, I think.
My father would apologize personally, only he's very upset right now.
Upset?
Yes, someone stole one of Herbert's toys and then threw it back through our living room window.
Oh, who did a thing like that?
That's what makes him so mad, he doesn't know.
He doesn't? Well, Isn't that too bad?
Look, Kathleen, tell him not to worry. I know where he can get a pane of glass cheap. For nothing, in fact.
Oh, but that isn't what he's really mad about. You see, when the toy came through the window, it broke up his jigsaw puzzle.
It did?
And he's simply furious. He was almost positive it was going to turn out to be Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh.
Or the Canadian Rockies.
Huh?
So can I tell him you accept his apology?
Sure, Kathleen. Gee whiz, that's the least I can do.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Henry. And you can come over and see me tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Sure.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Boy, Homer.
Henry, I've never seen anyone so lucky.
I'll say.
Henry, how would you boys like to go fishing with me?
Me, Father?
I sort of thought it might be nice to have company. You've been asking to go for years.
Oh, gee, Father, I'd like to. Only, do you think I ought to leave town just when I've cemented my relationships with Mr. Anderson?
I'd be glad to go, Mr. Aldrich.
On second thought, I'll probably have a good time alone.
But thanks just the same, Father.
Sure, thanks, Mr. Aldrich. Well, I better go home, Hen, old-timer.
Okay, I'll walk you to the door.
Thanks.
Oh, before I forget, Homer, where's my fountain pen?
What fountain pen?
That I gave you to stick in the toy to keep it from rain.
Henry, I never took it out.
You mean it's still stuck in the toy?
I guess so.
The one that went through the window and landed on Mr. Anderson's jigsaw?
On his what?
Oh, boy.
Henry, what are you getting so excited about? That pen only cost you 50 cents.
60, Homer. It cost me 10 cents extra to have my name engraved on it.
Your name? Oh, boy.
Henry, Mr. Anderson wants to speak to you on the phone.
He does? Well, look, Mother, would you please tell him I can't talk to him now? I'm just about to leave on a fishing trip with Father. Hiya, fellas. What you doing? Well, gee whiz. Willie Marshall. Willie. Where'd you come from?
Henry, let's pretend we don't see him.
Okay, if that's your attitude, I was going to lend you this pair of hip boots to go fishing with your father, Henry. But now, fat chance.
Hip boots? Well, Willie, I apologize.
Oh, no.
But, Willie...
Don't even coax me.
But, Willie, if you lend me those hip boots, I'll even ask you over for supper.
Supper? What's in it for me? What's for dessert?
Well, what a question. With the Aldrich family, it's sure to be one of those luscious, shimmering Jell-O desserts. They're a treat to eat in all six delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. Yes, you just can't beat Jell-O for tempting fruit-like flavor. Because every Jell-O flavor is rich with that famous locked-in goodness. Flavor sealed right in so it can't get out till your first delectable spoonful. No wonder Jell-O is America's favorite gelatin dessert. So look for those big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O, and Jell-O spells a treat. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying the Aldrich family is brought to you by the Jell-O family.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
Wrapping it up with the commercial, that episode was known as The Broken Toy, first broadcast on the evening of November 11th, 1948, which, as you may know, is Veterans Day. The origin of that holiday of remembrance traces back 30 years earlier, at the end of what was then called the War to End All Wars. The Treaty of Versailles was signed in the summer of 1919, which officially ended World War I, but the fighting had ceased 7 months earlier with an armistice, which took effect on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, which means November 11th, 1918, is regarded as the end of the Great War. Well, at the one-year anniversary, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed November 11th a day of tribute, and by the mid-1920s, a number of states would mark it as a legal holiday. Within a decade, the entire nation was on board. And in 1954, with a former military general Dwight Eisenhower in the White House, the holiday officially was changed from Armistice Day to Veterans Day and was designated as a tribute to American veterans of all wars. Well, I'm your host next on Win Radio Was, World of Mystery and Terror. As Murder at Midnight presents one known as Death's Goblet, it begins right after this break.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Bruce.
Getting enough sleep is critical to your health. Yet, according to reviews.org, 66% of us go to bedrooms. So what's wrong with tech in the bedroom? We asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic.
So these smart tablets, they can emit what we call a blue light, which can suppress the natural hormone, which is melatonin. And melatonin to produce remote sleep and is also known to have some circadian rhythm effects. So when the blue light is emitted and melatonin is suppressed as a result, we are not able to get to sleep at a proper time, and neither we are able to get a good quality sleep.
More info on tech in the bedroom is at clue.org.
That Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Most of the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Screen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime. UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the Drug Administration.
A new survey from two prominent women's health organizations is about testing for cervical cancer. Over the past 5 years, there's been an increase in the number of healthcare providers and women who consider using the Pap and HPV tests together, important to overall health. Dr. DeCarla Albright is a leading OBGYN.
The survey results underscore the ongoing confidence women and their healthcare providers have in the necessity of cervical cancer, demonstrate a growing reliance on co-testing with the Pap test and HPV test together as the best way to health.
An astounding 95% of healthcare providers consider the Pap test valuable in screening for cervical cancer, and 90% of women agree with the importance of the Pap test. Additionally, 89% of healthcare providers believe co-testing is in health. The Cervical Cancer Today survey comes from the National Association of Nurse Practitioners in Women's Health and Healthy Women. To learn more, visit npwh.org or healthywomen.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now a syndicated series, broadcast on various radio stations across the U.S., many of them music. Murder at Midnight dabbled in a variety of genres, from crime fiction drama to mystery and thrillers. Raymond Morgan handled the narration, and it was directed by Anton M. Leder. He later was busy over on television directing a wide range of series, from Gilligan's Island to Rawhide to Twilight Zone, Star Trek, and Hawaii Five-O. Murder at Midnight also full of acting from, including Barry Kroger, Johnson, Lawson Zerbe, Frank Reddick, Lon Clark, and so on. In the one we have right now, listen for Eric Dressler and John Griggs in a script. It's from May 26, 1946.
They'll hang me like a common criminal, and I didn't mean it. You know I didn't.
Oh, stop whining, Gerald. Take your medicine like a man.
What? All right, Harvey. I'll stop. You're responsible for the whole thing. And since they can only hang me once, murders.
Midnight, the witching hour when the night is darkest. Our fears, our strength, at its lowest ebb. Midnight leaves gate open and deaths. How? You'll learn the answer in Death's Goblet.
It all began at one of Arthur Cunningham's parties. He always gave a party when he came back from one of his trips abroad. I went there with Gerald, my partner, and his wife, Susan. Did I care for her? People used to say so. But she was a woman for me. I like to look at her just as I like to look at anything that's lovely. That was it. As for Gerald, well, he was rich, which was the only reason he was my partner. But suppose, beginning, at the moment we got to the party and Arthur came over.
Well, hello, Harvey. Glad you came.
One, Arthur. You know Gerald?
Of course. Hello, lovely wife, Gerald.
Nice to see you again, Arthur.
Good trip, I think.
Marvelous. And you're just in time for a drink. Hey, let's get away from this mob. Come into the study. I just opened my last bottle of Chateau Albert.
Oh, nice.
Here we are. Oh, well, someone get the glasses out of the cabinet, will you?
Large parties make me very nervous.
No, I'm much traveling.
Here we are. Hi. What an odd goblet this one is.
Oh, put that one back, Susan.
Why, what's wrong, Arthur?
Use any of the others, but not that one.
Oh, I'll be careful of it, if that's what you're worried about.
Well, it's not that. I just don't want you to drink from it.
What's all the mystery about, Arthur?
Well, you'd all think I was mad if I told you. Take a look at it.
It's a very strange-looking glass.
Yes, looks Venetian, possibly from Murano.
It is.
This red spot here on the side.
Yes, it's supposed to be a drop of blood.
Oh, that's very odd. How do you know that?
Well, Gerald, this goblet has a legend, a terrible legend. And, of course, none of you will believe it, but the story is that anyone who drinks from this goblet will kill someone.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you believe it?
Why, yes, Gerald. You see, I've had proof.
Good heavens.
I once drank from this goblet.
What?
Arthur, you're joking. You mean that...
Yes,
you...
Susan, it was justifiable homicide, but after I drank from it... I did kill someone. Well, he was a thief and he attacked me, but still, I killed him.
Well, you never told us about that.
And it's not anything that I care to remember particularly.
Oh, how terrible for you, Arthur. Where did you get the goblet?
From a murderer. A man who killed his wife. They were auctioning off his estate.
Extraordinary. May I look at the glass, Arthur?
Yes, if you like.
Everyone stared at the goblet in silence as I held it to the light. It had a delicate brown tint, reminding me of old blood, except that it sparkled and glittered. The spot of red did look like a drop of blood about to roll down the side. It seemed ridiculous that this inanimate object could make men commit murder, and yet there was something about it that fascinated me, and suddenly I wanted to drink out of it.
You seem very interested in my goblet, Harvey.
Yes, will you pour some wine in it for me?
What? No, Harvey. This happens to be one superstition I believe. Everyone who has ever put his lips to this goblet has killed. I don't know why it's so, but it is.
Well, it's silly, of course, but why tempt fate? Oh, nonsense, Gerald, nonsense. I'm going to drink out of it.
You'll have to pour the wine yourself, Harvey.
All right, I will. Well, here's health and long life.
No, Harvey, I won't let you.
Oh, why, Susan, you shouldn't have done that. You've spilled some of Arthur's best burgundy and ruined a good tablecloth.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm glad you did it, Susan.
I won't let you or anyone else drink from that glass.
It's strange to get so distressed about a ridiculous legend.
I don't think murder is ridiculous.
You know, I'd like to get rid of it. I was thinking of destroying it.
Well, why don't you just fling it against the fireplace?
No, I can't.
Huh?
I've tried several times, but somehow I couldn't.
Arthur?
Yes?
How about giving it to me?
I'd rather not.
Oh, come on. You want to get rid of it, and I have a fine glass collection. I'd like to add to it. I'll keep it locked up.
You'll be sorry, but if you want it that badly, Harvey, it's yours.
Arthur, please don't give it to him.
Susan, what's the matter with you? You watch over Harvey as if... Well, as if...
As if what? Gerald?
Oh, the whole business is absurd.
Of course it is.
Yes, and if I should drink out of it and commit a murder, that would be the most absurd thing of all.
I kept the goblet on the mantelpiece in my library where the lamplight made it glitter. I discovered that the red drop was not paint. It was ingrained in the glass. Oh, very cleverly. One night, both Susan and Gerald were at my home. As we chatted, I got up, went to the mantelpiece, and idly toyed with the goblet.
That goblet? It's the one Arthur
gave. Yes, yes, you remember. He gave it to me.
Why don't you smash it, Harvey? Get rid of it.
Ooh, gives us all the creeps.
Mm. Well, Gerald, you aren't really afraid of a piece of glass, are you?
You don't believe Arthur's story at all, do you, Harvey?
On the contrary, Susan, I do believe it. But not the way you think.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean to say, murder is not in the goblet. It's in me, in you, even in Gerald.
What a silly thing to say, Harvey.
Oh, yes. You don't need a magic goblet to commit a murder. All you have to do is let yourself go. Let go of the civilized controls that tie you up. Why, Gerald, if you had cause, you could murder me or even your lovely wife.
Oh, I couldn't kill a fly.
Oh, but you could if the fly gave you enough trouble. Now, supposing, just as an example, supposing that you discovered that Susan was really in love with me and only married you for your money. Wouldn't that make you want to murder her, Gerald?
Oh, you're crazy.
That's not very funny, Harvey.
Even you, Susan.
What?
Even though you have a lovely face and exquisite hands, even you could commit murder. Why, there must have been times when you hated Gerald, or only for a moment, of course. But in that moment... In that moment, if you were not so civilized...
Stop it, Harvey.
Why, you could even put your lovely hands around my throat.
Oh, stop it, Harvey. You're not that important to her. And then just why are we on this gruesome subject?
That's Harvey's idea of humor.
Susan looked at me, a touch of red at the point where the cheekbones make the skin taut. She seemed angry, but she wasn't really. Oh, yes, yeah, she loved me. I could see it in her face. She looked at me for a moment and then dropped her eyes.
May I look at the goblet, Harvey?
No, I'm afraid not, Susan. You might accidentally drop it.
It might be a good idea.
Well, I have an even better one, Gerald. And that's to go home before we get really serious about this murder business.
I sat there staring at the goblet after they left. It fascinated me, glittering in the lamplight. And as I looked at it, it almost seemed as if the red spot of blood was moving, rolling down its side. Why shouldn't I drink from it? Why? And before I knew it, I'd taken it down and put it on the table. I got a bottle of burgundy, opened it, and I poured slowly, filling the goblet just up to the red spot. And then I drank from it. It seemed to me that the wine had a different taste, although I had drunk this wine often and knew its taste well. It was delicious. I had another. It was heady. And it made me a little dizzy, although I felt fine and free. Yes, light and dizzy. But after a while, when the dizziness wouldn't go away, I decided to go for a drive, even though it was close to midnight. I drove fast. The speed and power of the car gave me a feeling of great exhilaration. I took the turns at full speed, enjoying the danger of the sharp curve. Then I came to a long, level stretch of road. I pressed down hard on the gas. The needle of the speedometer slowly moved upward. 60, 70, 80, 85. The road, like a black ribbon, rolled up in front of me. And then I suddenly saw him, but it was too late. I struck him with my right fender. He never made a sound. The car swerved a little from the impact. My heart in my throat. I stopped. Then I backed up. Back up to where the body was lying sprawled grotesquely on the edge of the road. One look was enough. He was dead. But no one had seen the accident. I stepped on the gas and drove off.
Death's goblet, and a man who drank from it, a corpse lying limp by the side of a lonely road, and a car speeding away as the clock strikes 12 for murder at midnight.
You're listening to Murder at Midnight on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown.
The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter.
James Stewart stars as the Six Shooter in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gray Steel.
You're going to let him kill me, huh?
Nobody's going to kill you, Robbie. Now you just sit tight.
Cash! Cash, I'm coming out!
This ain't your affair, Fred. I told you that.
It's my affair now!
Save $15 on The Six Shooter, Gray Steel today. It's regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it right now for only $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Order The Six Shooter, Gray Steel today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOT33. This offer is available for a limited time only to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Pat McCracken, Johnny, Universal Adjustment Bureau.
Oh, hi, Pat. What's on your mind?
At the moment, you.
Huh?
Johnny Dollar is also on our mind during the Dog Days of Summer sale at Radiospirits.com. Join America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator as he faces fraud and fatalities, all at half price.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
Only problem you have is this offer won't last forever. So hurry. Get to Radiospirits.com, 800-833-4248. 50% on all yours truly Johnny Dollar CD collections now. Use offer code Johnny50 to pay half price. That's Johnny50 at Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 to get 50% Johnny Dollar CD box set today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any...
But I'm to check your stands and maintenance.
For boys in the business, nesting and development, introducing body deep high con feathering each end and hay system to three doors.
Be sure to check all climbing up, at all, and take a wasp stick or check a wildlife dog.
Back, you're the second act of night. What?
And you now, isn't the myth to do about it? I got into my house to do some work.
Oh, I can't.
Testaments, Harvey.
Late Gerald is very simple. I would like a...
Well, let's stop. Have a drink.
What are you?
Good story. Are you?
Intelligent for the pursuits.
Well,
and you know.
Believe it, I have a feeling that...
Motorcycle once.
I know, yes.
Find me. Huh?
According to the...
Murder someone.
Maybe... Well, here's life.
How about switching?
Well, you got it too.
Well,
I drank dumb in an hour.
Well, I did it.
Certainly.
Oh, yes.
Checked about this,
huh? Right.
Anyone who ever
heard on.
Well, of course. All that I kept reminding Gerald about his drinking from the goblet. And really trying to get him to kill. But it was amusing to see him get upset and uneasy. And I noticed he was getting a little bolder, particularly, and had developed a temper. And one night, just as I was about to retire...
Hello, is that you, Harvey?
Yes, Susan.
I'm fine, I'm just a little worried about Gerald. He usually gets home about 6, and it's 11 o'clock now. You know what...
Why, he's having dinner with his sister.
His sister?
Yes, a tall, dark girl is today, and...
Harvey, Gerald has no sisters.
So he hasn't? I guess I got him mixed up with someone else. Yes, yes, Gordon, who was meeting his sister. Yes, Gerald had some business to take care of over in Milford.
You're not very good at covering up, Harvey. I'm coming right over. Please wait up for me.
Good. Things were beginning to happen. It was becoming very interesting. Now we'd see.
Harvey, I want you to tell me everything. I must know. Who is this girl?
Take it easy, Susan. Come, sit down.
Never mind that. What about Gerald?
I don't know anything about Gerald's private life. And besides, you're not the one to talk.
What on earth do you mean?
You know perfectly well what I mean. You don't really care for Gerald. Actually, you're in love with me.
Harvey.
Well, you are, aren't you?
Maybe. Sometimes I think I am. Oh, but you're too... I'd never be sure I could trust you.
As a matter of fact, you'd like to get rid of Gerald.
Why do you say that?
Well, I'm just putting your thoughts into words. Really loved him, did you?
Oh, but Harvey...
And he's finally become unbearable. hasn't he?
Oh, Harvey, if you only knew.
Do you know that the last time Gerald was here, he drank out of that goblet of Arthur's? It's possible that he wants to get rid of you, too.
Stop it! Stop it, you hear?
Well, I'm just telling you what I think you ought to know.
Oh, you see. I left word at home that Gerald was to meet me here. And if he does come, well, we'll see.
We've got to take a short break, but stay tuned. We've got the conclusion of our story coming up right after this.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I!
No, you don't!
Hey kids, we're working here. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
This is Ted Lighty with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service DISH Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
I'm talking much. Susan's face was pale and agitated. It was most exciting. Susan, with all her charm and embellishments, was really a fierce animal underneath. I could almost hear her rage seething.
Are you expecting anyone?
Just Gerald.
Well, let him in.
Oh, hello, Harvey. Susan, what's up? Why did you leave word to meet you here?
It's almost midnight. Where have you been all the evening?
At Milford.
With whom?
What's going on, anyway? What are you so excited about, Susan?
What were you doing in Milford?
Why, I went there on business.
Oh, really? You've been behaving very strangely lately, Gerald. If you don't love me, why don't you say so like a man?
What? This is all your fault, Harvey. You've been filling her head with poison.
Hey! I had nothing to do with this. I told her that you went to Milford.
All he did was to make me see clearly something I felt for a long while. And I think this is the time to do something about it.
Oh, are you out of your mind? Put that gun down.
You remember it, don't you? You gave it to me. Said it might be useful in an emergency.
Harvey, take that gun away from her. She's liable to shoot.
She won't shoot. She's only trying to frighten you.
Am I? Let's see.
For my shoulder. Give me that.
No. Give it to me.
Harvey. She's dead.
Yes, Gerald. And you killed her.
But it was an accident. She shot at me, and I was only trying to get the gun away from her. You know that's what happened.
I only know that you drank from that goblet and that you killed her.
What? But... Oh, you dirty, treacherous. You planned all this so that you could get rid of me. So that you could have Susan. You could have the firm for yourself.
You'll have to do better than that to beat the gallows, Gerald.
The gallows... Please, Harvey, we've been friends for a long time. You can't let me down.
You wouldn't have pressed the trigger if you hadn't had murder in your heart, Gerald. You shot her because you wanted to. That's what I saw. I believe in telling the truth.
Harvey, I'll turn over the business to you. I'll do anything, if you'll just...
I don't accept bribes, Gerald.
All right. But I'll fool you. I'll call the police myself.
Well, there's the phone.
I'll prove my case in court. They won't convict me. Operator... Operator, give me the police. Hello? Police department? This is Gerald Hamilton. I just accidentally shot my wife. My friend's home. Yes, she's dead. The address is 411 Grove Street. That's right. I killed her. Accidentally. Yes. I'll be waiting here.
Cigarette, Gerald?
Treating me like a condemned man, huh? Well, I'm not going to die. All I have to do is tell the truth about everything, including you.
Oh, but you forget, Gerald, there must be fingerprints, your fingerprints on that gun. That won't look very accidental, will it?
But Harvey...
You did it, Gerald. I saw you.
If you don't back me up, they'll hang me like a common criminal. Please, Harvey, don't let them do that to me, please.
Oh, stop whining, Gerald.
What? All right, Harvey, I'll stop. You're responsible for this whole thing. You know you are. And since they can only hang me once...
He raised the gun, but I'd been expecting it. I grabbed his hand, pushed it against his chest. My finger pressed on his and on the trigger. And suddenly, he went limp.
You won't get away.
My alibi was perfect. All I had to do was wait for the police that he himself had called. The minutes ticked slowly away, and then...
Hello, Harvey.
Arthur.
Glad I found you in. Say, you look as if you'd been in a fight.
Arthur, you'd better not come in.
Well, but why?
Well, Gerald and Susan, they had a quarrel, and he killed her.
What?
And then he shot himself.
What are you talking about, Harvey?
Well, all right, come in. Look for yourself.
Good Lord.
Well, he tried to kill me, too.
But why? Doesn't sound like him or like either of them.
Well, I don't know why. Fit of insanity? Or maybe it was the goblet. Your goblet. He drank out of it, you know.
Goblet? Why, that's ridiculous.
As he spoke, he picked up the gun. It made me furious. All those fine fingerprints of Gerald's were now erased. Put that gun down, Arthur. There are fingerprints on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
I tried to get hold of myself. The stupid fool, he was going to ruin everything. But I had to keep calm. What were you saying about the goblet?
Why, it has no curse or magic. I just made that story up.
You made it... You mean...
Of course, I bought the goblet in an antique shop. As a matter of fact, I have a whole set of them.
Pulses hammered away in my head. A vast, uncontrollable anger seized me. Was it because of those precious fingerprints that he'd wiped out, or because I had believed in the goblet myself? I don't know. I only know that I had to fight to keep from grabbing him by the throat.
You know, I don't think you're telling me everything you know about this horrible business, Harvey. In fact...
A red hot wave came over me. I don't remember exactly what happened.
Let me go! Get your hands off me! Oh!
Arthur's body is lying there too now. Next to Susan's and Gerald's. Police will be here any minute, so I have to hurry. First, the goblet. There. That's done.
No. Some of the broken fragments still glitter in the lamplight. I've got to crush them, grind them to powder under my heel. But there are all these other pieces that I can't find. They're hiding from me. They're afraid of me. But I'll find every piece. I'll find them.
Madman crushing the fragments of the broken goblet to powder as the police car drives up and the clock strikes 12 for murder at midnight.
Death's Goblet, as presented on Murder at Midnight on the evening of May 26, 1946. Scriptwriter Sigmund Miller went on to quite a bit of success. Born in Austria in 1910 but raised in New York City, he first studied for a medical career. But after the death of his father, he dropped out to help support his family, eventually turning to writing. He penned over 100 radio plays, also used on other series including the Inner Sanctum Mysteries and Suspense. He also wrote stage plays, wrote for television, and a few movie scripts. And he drew from his early medical background to compile a popular reference book. I'll explain that and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Experience love, happiness, and heartache with MusicRewind.com and Sea of Heartbreak. 60 classic country love songs in an extraordinary 3-CD set. Fall in love again with great classic country from the 50s and 60s sung by your favorite artists. Johnny Cash, Jim Reeves, Loretta Lynn, George Jones, Willie Nelson, Patsy Cline, and many more. Enjoy 60 classic country love songs today. Order it at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98 plus get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code COUNTRYLOVE77.
You were living in your tender years.
Touch me. Touch the hand of the man.
Get this 3-CD compilation for just $19.98 and feel those kisses sweeter than wine with Jimmy Rogers and young love with Sonny James. Go to MusicRewind.com now or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code COUNTRYLOVE77 to save on shipping. Sea of Heartbreak 60 Classic Country Love Songs now. Just call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code COUNTRYLOVE77.
Please help me, I'm falling.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well, they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either, at least not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about radio writer Sigmund Miller. We heard his story, Death's Goblet, as presented on Murder at Midnight. Well, after decades of writing for radio, the stage, television, and the movies, he compiled a reference book. Published in 1979, Symptoms, the Complete Home Medical Encyclopedia, was intended to help its buyers diagnose their own ailments. It became a bestseller. I'm Greg Bellamer, done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.